Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
When we say Going In Raw is the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to, it's not just because we keep you up to date on the latest wrestling news. It's not just because we have full, detailed, and critical reviews of every WWE and AEW show with coverage of New Japan and, of course, AAA. It's because,
What?
Why is this the only pro wrestling show they need to be listening to?
Because we've been friends for over 20 years, wrestling fans for nearly as long, and work partners for more than a decade, and we literally couldn't do anything else. So we kind of need to be the only pro wrestling podcast people need to be listening to. Our livelihoods depend on it.
Desperation's a good enough reason for me, Larson.
Yeah.
So subscribe to Going In Raw,
a pro wrestling podcast.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. This is Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. That's right, the Macaulay Culkin from the Bunniest Podcast. Isn't that amazing? I've actually been told when I do ads that I should bring up my name and the name of my podcast, the Bunniest Podcast with Macaulay Culkin, as many times as I possibly can. Yeah, so check out my podcast. It's actually pretty funny. Wait, what's the name of it again? What's my name again? Yeah, whatever. Enjoy. Now go back to whatever you're listening to. Sorry I interrupted you.
This is the place where sports opinions collide, Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me, as usual, to my right, probably your left, BZ430.
What up, though? Here again, as always.
We got sitting across from B, Nikki Doucet.
They call me Nick Adamus.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I've been on the money for a while now.
Here you go.
But yeah, what's up, y'all? How the public doing?
Sitting to his right, what's your name, brother? Introduce yourself.
My name is Kyle, but I went under the name Foreign Hustler in the band tournament, and I won.
Foreign Hustler?
Yeah. He said his name is the champ.
The champ is here.
You said, what was it, Foreign Hustler, what was the first one?
My real name is Kyle.
Kyle?
Yeah.
Kyle the Destroyer. That's what we're going to call him. Kyle the Destroyer.
Who he destroyed, Ken?
Sitting next to Kyle.
The Ghost of FIFA.
Is the Ghost of FIFA.
He got his ass whooped. Y'all see that trophy?
This beautiful ass trophy that.
Yes. He won that bad boy. He whooped FIFA's ass in the process.
Yeah, in remembrance of, but for real, FIFO, he'll be in a little late. He heard Kyle the Destroyer was here, and he wanted to, give that man the respect that he's due. And so he's going to come up a little late on the show. So anyway, that's it, man. But congratulations, brother.
Thank you.
I hate I wasn't here, man. I was trying to get back. But I watched Serena lose. Unfortunately, and then I was trying to come back. Yeah,
yeah.
I think it's the pressure.
Yeah, the pressure of getting that 24th Grand Slam.
You think that's what's holding her back?
Yeah. I think it's getting to her now.
Yeah, my in-laws are big tennis fans, and they said that she went through the same thing when she was trying to get 22. She just kept losing, so and then eventually she just gets over it. But it was everybody there, man. Spike Lee.
She had everybody coming.
Yeah, everybody was there.
It was like a Lakers game.
Yeah it was crazy.
It's New York, it's easy for them to come out for that, man.
And she looked out of it. Like, I don't know if you guys saw it in the house.
I mean, she cruised through the finals every time.
She should have had that black suit, but she was talking to herself. She was, like, demonstrative for no reason. She was just out of it. And it was just, I knew then, I was like, nah, it ain't going to happen. That little young whoopersnapper put it on her. But she gave us a good show when she was down 5-1. She came back and tied at 5-5, but that was all she had. So we'll see what happened. I guess the next one, I guess she got one more shot at it.
Yeah, the Aussie Open. This was the last Grand Slam for this year. The next one for 2020 will be the Aussie Open.
We're going to recap the week of football. We're obviously going to hit, as you guys can see by the title, the breaking news that happened with Antonio Brown that broke just before.
Crazy.
We started recording.
Before we started recording. And, yeah, you're right, Darshan Patel, Nadal, he won his, and he put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to him. There was something else I wanted to mention. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, man, very good tournament, huh?
Yeah, it was dope, man. Yeah, it was definitely dope, man. The vibe was cool. Players everybody was playing, having themselves a good time, man. It was dope, man. It was definitely what I expected from what we've tournaments we had here at the building before and live at Dead End Studios before. So yeah, it was great, man. Nick was there. This was like Nick first time like really being immersed in the tournament and stuff, man.
Yeah, I fucked with it heavy. I thought it was dope. It was great to see like Kyle and everybody else who's been rocking with Dead End from the jump, especially Dead End Sports, like just to come out and not only support but just like be around us.
Because like, this was like I was telling Eric and them earlier, this was the first tournament we had where, you know, everybody that was in the room like was a fan of Dead End. As a fan,
exactly.
Like when we had the Smash Brothers and the Mortal Kombat, it was just gamers here. They were like, "You ever heard Dead End Hip Hop?" No, like they was like, never heard them. They're not familiar.
We don't know y'all niggas.
They're not familiar with the brand. We're just here for the game. Yeah, but like the folks that was in here this past Saturday, they was a fan of the brand. Yeah,
you could tell what that means. Yeah. Black people play sports games. Yes.
Right.
Yes, man. I was like, wow. But it was dope, man. It was really dope. It was great. I had a good time. People enjoyed the music. They enjoyed the vibes and stuff like that, so it was dope.
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't hold it down for Dead End Sports. But
you won a game, though.
I won
a playing game.
Yeah,
because the way how many teams it was, we had to have a playing game before we had the extra even bracket. And Nick played his first game and won that one. I came up just short, man. It was like one of those I had the type of game where, like, if I'd have had, like, maybe another minute left, I was about to score. Like, the time just ran out on me, and I couldn't get, like, in field goal range to send it overtime. I lost my field goal. Dude kicked the field goal with, like, 30 seconds left, kicked it off on me, and I was about to.
I saw you, Thielen.
Thielen and Stephon Diggs, man. I was about to.
We gonna get back to Thielen.
I was getting ready to. And he knew it, too. He was getting nervous because I figured out his defense. I was like, okay, I figured this dude out now, so I'm not about to come down here and score. But I didn't have no more timeouts because I had used my timeouts when he was running the clock down and kicked the field goal. So, damn, by the time I tried to hurry up the offense, the time ran out, and I was on his 35. So I was about to score, man. I started like on my own 20. So I was about to get ready to score, man. I felt it, and the time just ran out.
Yeah, they came out my neck on the commentary when I went to the back.
Oh man,
yeah, they was just talking hella shit because yes, they was like, "Dead End ain't holding it down, Nick. Damn. You shitty, you a disgrace to Ugandans." I'm like, "All right, bro." They're like, "This supposed to be the fans."
Yeah. if y'all haven't yet, check out the live stream. We got the entire stream of the semifinals and the championship game on the Dead End Video Game YouTube channel. So make sure y'all check it out. Commentary, word from the sponsors and everything, man. It's funny, man. Y'all need to check it out.
Yeah, they ruthless, man. You got to earn your respect.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got to come back. Shout out to Mr. McNugget.
Mr. G-Nugget.
Yeah. Cool dude. I actually lost to him. I was rooting for him to beat you, actually, because I'm like, I ain't trying to lose to the loser.
Right.
But, yeah, shout out to him. He was a cool dude.
How long you been playing Madden?
The one with Ray Lewis on the front. Was that 05? I'm only 21, so I ain't been playing for a long time. But, yeah.
Okay,
man,
yeah.
That was, like, early 2000. Was that 2000?
My cousins used to be doing me like I did FIFA.
Just blowing you out. Hey, look, sometimes that happens, though. You need to get the butt whooping to recognize real, man. That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
FIFA ain't had no good cousins to play against.
Yeah. And like I said, he
can borrow yours.
Right, he just mentioned because FIFA, the night before, he came over my crib, and he was at my crib like 3
bro,
in the morning.
FIFA was practicing for
weeks,
man.
He was practicing. I'm thinking FIFA was going to put up a fight.
Boy.
I look at the score, I'm like, FIFA, you get your ass whooped, dude. Like, what's going man. On? FIFA like, man, I just.
FIFA was in the studio every other night that I'd be here. He was there sweating on the game. Talking about like Rocky, like in the meat locker. I was like, all right, FIFA going to fuck the game up.
Right.
Before we come out here, we taking a drink, talking about some, we going to run this bitch. This nigga on the sticks looking shook.
At least you got a game. At least you won a game.
Yeah, that's all I
got
to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me get mine. I'm one for one.
Man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fantasy football. That's the tournament recap. We're going to have another one. You guys stay tuned. We'd love to have
2K.
2K, yeah. 2K.
Once they get their bugs out, because right now is they getting horrible reviews because it's like buggy. It's very buggy.
No wonder I haven't heard shit about it. I ain't seen no gameplay.
Once 2K get their upgrades and fix those bugs.
Yeah,
then
those patches.
Fix those patches, then we had a tournament because we're not going to have a tournament with a patchy game.
Yeah, and to hear them discuss that and more, check out Dead End Gaming. That'll drop this Friday. They're going to discuss the patches and what else? What else y'all
Apple
hit?
Arcade. We talked about Nintendo, the new Direct Nintendo for the Switch. And Tyler brought up an interesting about gaming developers using, you know, using black hair, like black folks. It was dope. So, yeah, make sure y'all check that out, man. Foreign Hustler was in there. He was in there for a little bit when we first started. Whatever. Yeah. He was in the chat.
Okay. Fantasy football. A quick recap before we head into the topics for this week.
Oh, you want to hear about my greatness? All right, y'all.
Negro, please.
I'm in three leagues. I won all of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told y'all, like, hey, they call me the GM, the black GM for a reason. You know, the GOAT GM. I got the players. I got the sleepers. I got everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing Ken this week, so you already know that's another loss.
Y'all already know what's about to happen.
That's a loss for him.
He trying to catch me while my team limping, but we gonna make it do
what
he do.
That's what you get for picking Redskins players as your main workhorses. So don't blame me for that. But, yeah, I'm 3-0. What about you, B?
Yeah, I'm 3-1. I played Ken in the real NFL, and I played him in Dead End Sports one. I beat him in the real NFL one, but the tell you how the Dead End one went. So I was up like 99 to like 33, but he still had Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and what's my man from
Cortland Sutton.
Sutton. He had those three guys, and he put it out. I think he won by like six. He won like by 6 points. It. Yeah.
I thought it was over because I texted me. I was like, "Damn, man, you whooped my ass."
And when I looked, I was like, "Damn,
you got too many big
but
plays."
But then, when I looked, I had texted back. I said, "Nah," I was like, "I beat you in the real NFL. I got that W." But I'm like, "The Dead End Sports one, it's not over yet, Ken." I said, "You got some heavy hitters playing on Monday night, so I'm not gonna wave. I'm not gonna wave the victory flag on that one." And I woke up. I was like, "Damn, he got it." He came back and
that's
won.
Why I love having Monday night players.
Yeah.
I love having it because they always like, all right, I need at least, because I calculate the points. I'm like, I need at least this. And I'll be doing it down to the decimal.
And in my other league, my main league, that my 175 league, I won by 1 point. The dude had Oakland's, I was up by eight. Dude had Oakland's tight end playing. He gave me seven.
Oh, Waller?
Yeah. He gave me 7 points. And I won by 1 point. I was like, whew, I need to start off 1-0 in this one, man. So
yeah, you got
to
start off fast.
Yeah, I got to start off. So yeah, and then the lead that me and Ken co-managed, we got an easy victory in that one. We won, put up like 130-something points or whatever.
Yeah, like 124. I think we're going to three-peat.
We're going to three-peat that one.
Yeah, I think we're going to three-peat.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So
three-peat.
Yeah, three-peat. I mean, you got over 30 years plus of fantasy knowledge on the same team, so it's just like – what can you do with
and that? He's still picking Redskins players, so that's
that was supposed to be a steal. He'll be back. Jake Gruden just can't coach, and we'll get into that later. Right. But yeah, I went 2-1. That comeback victory saved me from going 1-2. So I'll take it. You know, it's only week one. Typically, I play a little bit better when baseball season is over. I'm trying to capture 4 fantasy baseball titles. So when that goes away, then I tend to put my attention on football.
All right, Kyle, so we done with his excuses. What about you?
Oh, these are no excuses. I still went 2-1, baby. Don't get it twisted.
You ain't 3-0, all right?
Hey, it don't matter. Neither is he.
All right, we'll see. That's both of y'all. Y'all both co-managing some bullshit teams. Kyle, what's up, man? You play fantasy football?
Yeah, I'm only in one league, and I went 0-1. I didn't get much from golf. They put up 30 points. He only gave me like 9.
Yeah, he wasn't that active.
Yeah, and Darius Geis, I didn't get nothing from him either. And Juju, like I thought,
we gonna have to talk about Juju. Man,
it's week one.
I said it before. I said it weeks ago. We gonna have to talk about Juju.
There you go.
There you go.
The man himself.
There you go.
It's only week one, so I know he gonna get the targets. It's just I know Tom Coughlin, but Belichick take away what you do best, the most.
Yeah,
I know he's gonna try to cancel him out.
Yeah, he put Stephon Gilmore on that board. Yeah, so. That man he treated that man. What's that boy from the Peanuts crew with the blanket? That's what he is. Stephon Gilmore.
Linus.
Stephon Gilmore on that motherfucker like Linus with that blanket, boy.
Yes, he was.
Oh, just hold the mic a little bit closer. So,
so that's for both of y'all.
I
start talking.
But you gotta, hey, how you feel about the tournament? How you think it went?
Oh man, it was dope. You know what I'm saying? I got my ass whooped by the champ. You know what I'm saying? The champion. Hey, look, man, let me tell you, first hand experience, that Bears defense, man. Khalil, there was no stopping him, dog. There was no stopping him. He just kept messing me up. I didn't have no time. And then when I did have time, he could tell you. There was about two or three plays that would have been big plays, would have put me in scoring position. You know, the Madden glitch, like, oh, I ain't gonna catch this. Like, really? But nah, give it up to him, man. Like he showed out like every round, right? Like, because he shut out Green Bay, dog.
Yeah, he did.
He shut out Green Bay. Yeah.
He shut him out.
And the thing was, Green Bay, just like when me and B was playing the night before, Green Bay was moving the ball against them, but as soon as they got in that red zone, he tightened up. Oh, let me get that back.
Yeah. That's what it always is. It's, mm-hmm. it's not about, you can get up and down the field easy. It's all about putting points on the board.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, put points on the board. And for Green, and Kyle, I don't know, obviously, you know, I'm bad with names. I don't know who played with Green Bay. Was that your homie?
Yeah, that was my homie, AB, Animal Brown.
Okay.
From the On Deck TV.
Yeah, shout out to Animal Brown for coming through.
Yeah, man. But, nah, he was nice. You could tell he was nice on the sticks, but every time he got close, man, like, Khalil Mack and them boys, man. It was for real. And then who's they running back with the star up under him? I can't think of his name.
Cohen? Not Cohen.
Yeah, Cohen.
Cohen? Okay.
Cohen. Man.
Oh, yeah, Cohen.
Yeah. Boy, especially against Houston. He had two guys rush over 100 yards, Ken.
Yeah, he did. He was playing old school.
Like, bro, old
Mitch
school.
Trubisky had 80 some odd yards passing, no touchdowns.
Oh, he was Kirk Cousins.
Bruh.
Last week, yeah.
Bruh. And then with the defense, like, you couldn't throw deep. You know what I'm saying? And then, here's the thing that I was most impressed about my mans right here. He kept everything in front of him. Obviously, the game is predicated for the offense to move the ball. That's what, you know, score the points. That's mm-hmm. what, you know, sell tickets and all that. But if you caught the ball, that's where you was. There was no rack. Anything you caught, any play you made, there was no extra. Obviously, people broke a couple times. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody perfect. He ain't no machine. But, yo, for the like 90% of his defensive plays.
You was catching it, bam.
You catch, boom. That's it. You're not getting nothing. You lucky you got this first. I slipped up on first down, you know what I'm saying, like type stuff. Nah, man, he was dominant. He dominated the entire tournament. So, you know, even though I ain't going to put my score out there, I don't know if y'all talked about it.
We already did, bro. It's cool, bro.
Well, I know what?
You didn't have to. We got your back, brother.
We did it on Dead End Gaming. He came in for a second, and I was like, what's the score? Because everybody in Dead End Gaming chat was asking about you. They're like, man, yeah. Y'all check the FIFA yet?
Man, look, he put it on me, bro.
So that means you're gonna leave the trophy with us. You know what I'm saying? It's all of ours. You know what I'm saying? Keep it here.
Man, he won it fair and square, shit. Man. He won it fair and square.
Yeah, damn, we was talking cash shit about taking home that trophy, but bro, there was nothing I can do, man.
Hey, you win some, you lose some.
Shit, he won them all.
Yeah, he did. He did, man.
So tell me this, because I felt that Houston gave you the biggest problem.
Mobile quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, he shuts down everything. The last thing that is the hardest thing to account for is a mobile quarterback.
That's what dude, he got me that, because the guy he played, I lost to.
Yeah.
And because I did the same thing. Like, I could keep everything in front of you,
yep.
But he would have the wide open lanes, just go right in the middle, get a first down or a touchdown.
And then Will Fuller, he caught a couple passes too. He's so fast. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to keep up with him.
And then once you, like, put a linebacker on the QB, that opens up the middle. And it was just like, yeah. We was playing against some, yeah. Them boys know what they was doing.
Nah, they definitely know what they was doing. Definitely. Two rushes for 100 yards, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy in Madden.
It is. And on all Madden.
And on all Madden.
We wasn't playing on two all guys. Pro. We was playing on all Madden. Yeah, everybody's playing on all Madden.
Yeah. But I think, you know, kind of jumping a little bit, that kind of shows you, like, how – simulation Madden is, because the Bears in real life, they look kind of bad.
It's just week one.
Offensively. Offensively.
Go ahead and say it, FIFO.
Look, Trubisky is a bum.
You said that, but I'm just talking about, like,
he ain't a bum.
Reaction. It's just week one.
Out the league.
This is still
out the league. He always plays with somebody out the league.
But how many times have I been wrong?
It's week one.
It's week one.
Out the league.
Let me ask you this.
He went to the playoffs last year.
Because of the defense, he didn't go nowhere. He was in the back of the bus. Khalil Mack was driving that thing.
Yeah, Camille.
Trubisky wasn't doing nothing.
All I'm
buddy.
Saying is he went to the playoffs last. He had a 5-touchdown game last
season. What was he about to ask?
Look. Let me ask y'all this. Are the Bears re-upping Trubisky? Yes or no? Will you give him $20 million a year?
At what point? You talking about?
No.
I wouldn't.
His contract about the, like, you're going to have to re-up him.
He's only in year three right now. This is third year.
Going into, but contract talks happen year four.
I got to see how this season play out.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to react on week one.
Week one against the Packers.
The division game. I'm going to tell you like this. The man going to struggle to get 3,000 yards passing. Struggle.
So what if they go like first round?
Huh?
What if they like first, second round?
You know what? The playoff success doesn't impress me. Because it has to be in context. Because as of right now, the defense is pulling that entire team.
Yeah. So you said they're going in spite of him, he's still not going to get the extension?
Yeah.
Hey, I think he gets extended if he can at least get him another division title this season.
No.
If not, then I agree with you.
I'm trying to tell you, he Tebow. Where it don't matter. He gone.
Because he was the number two overall?
Oh, man.
Or number one?
I want to say I just know he before Deshaun Watson. I just know they picked.
Yeah,
him
I know it was him and Carson Wentz. No, that was Goff and Wentz.
He got picked before Deshaun Watson.
He got picked before Mahomes.
He got picked early. He was early. He was like
the Bears moved up to get him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man.
And they probably are going to get him.
2017 draft class, like if you look at all the people that went past number nine in that draft, they're all like Pro Bowlers. Like it was like because the Bengals picked John Ross for some fucking reason, and then right after him, Patrick Mahomes. Right after that. Lattimore for the Saints, the corner. Then right after that, Deshaun Watson. And it's like later on down there, there's TJ Watt. It's like there's so many like guys that I'm like, how the fuck did they slip in the draft?
Yeah, man. But nah, look. Mahomes got his money, right?
Not yet.
He didn't get his money yet?
Not yet.
He's
only in his third year.
He is in his third year.
Yeah. He's going to get $40 million a year.
But at the end of the day.
He don't get $40 million.
Are you paying Mahomes? Yes or no?
Bro, that's no question.
Even a question. Yeah. Trubisky, you got to think about it so you ain't paying him.
I just got to see how these years play out.
Shit. No. That means a lot. No. Because we are not going to waste the championship window of this defense. Like, you can't. I put it to you like this. I'd rather have Nick Foles, bro. I'd rather have Nick Foles.
He out. And Nick Foles out.
I know
you're talking about
just. But general, I'm just saying, if he was healthy.
I thought you'd rather have Colin Kaepernick.
At this point, I would.
Would you take Jameis?
I'll take Jameis over Trubisky.
Ooh, man.
Would you take Fitz?
I'll take Fitz over Trubisky.
So you think Trubisky is a bum, man?
He think he is dumpster.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
I ain't mince words. I meant what I said.
He ain't that bad. He had a bad game. He ain't that
bad.
Nah,
man.
He had a bad game.
He don't have a ceiling, bro. Like, he's the reason why they won't win. Put Matt Stafford there. What happens? Put any medium to like, give me 12 through like 20. Those 8-10 quarterbacks, they could win with the Bears. Yeah. Trubisky can't.
You know you had to walk this back a little bit last year, though.
Well, with Trubisky, you were saying the exact same shit last year.
Because, look, he had the 1-5 touchdown game and everybody. Okay, whatever. You know, how many touchdowns did he have for the season? I guarantee you that's like 25% of it. Right during that one game. No, man, come on, man. Come on.
Let's not bury the lead. We know why y'all here.
Antonio Brown was on the New England Patriots practice field today as accusations he sexually assaulted a female trainer continue to swirl. It's an issue quarterback Tom Brady would not touch.
Do you have any comment at all on the Antonio Brown allegations that are out there?
No.
Brown's former trainer, 28-year-old Brittany Taylor, filed a civil suit alleging that Brown sexually assaulted her three times beginning in 2017. The suit claims in June of 2017, Brown masturbated behind her while she watched a church service online at his Miami home. In May of 2018, Taylor claims Brown, while at his Miami home again, forced her down onto a bed, pushed her face into a mattress, and forcibly raped her. Today, the Miami-Dade County State Attorney's Office says they found no police investigations regarding the alleged incident.
All right, so, damn, it's a lot that happened since we last talked about AB. So he, that's what I'm trying to do the timeline of it. All right, so with Antonio Brown, obviously the hard knock shit leading up to the beginning part of the season ended horribly with the Raiders. He ended up cussing out the GM, Mike Mayock, calling him a cracker and some old shit. He ended up posting on IG that he wants to be released from the Raiders. They gave him his wish. It could have went a lot worse than that as far as them putting him on some type of other list to where he couldn't even sign with another team until next season.
Physical unable to perform.
Yeah, and that would have voided his contract, which got voided anyway because he didn't play the first game of the season, which was like $29 million of the 30 that he was guaranteed. So once he found out about that shit, that's when he wanted to be released. So he got released. Hours later, literally hours later, everybody was tweeting about it. Like, what if the Pats picked him up? And lo and behold, Bill Belichick made that call. Some people even had the meme of Belichick saying, like, hey, call that nigga a cracker and I got your flight ready at 9 a.m. So he got picked up by the Pats. I was happy because obviously he's on my fantasy team. So I'm now just waiting for next week, this Sunday, where they play the Dolphins, who just got lit up by Lamar Jackson, of all people. So I'm thinking Tom Brady against them.
59 points.
It's a done deal. Then as we get setting up, Ken setting up the studio for tonight's recording, we all get a notification in the chat about AB getting accused of rape by his former trainer on sexual assault and rape, because she was talking about things that started from 2017 up to 2018 as far as like some unwanted passes and some groping, kissing, and even ejaculation to the point that lead up to the rape in 2018. So now that we got all that information, New York Times posted about it. It's been all over the place. Jemele Hill's even tweeting about it. Now you're starting to see all that come out. The girl who's accusing him, I forgot her name. I'll mention it later. But she's claiming that she got text messages, emails, going all the way back from their first encounter. And now all that's coming to light. So what's up with AB, y'all? What's going on?
I don't want to jump out there. But the timing of everything is very, very interesting. But if she got receipts, bro, it is what it is.
She already released them.
She it's out there.
Well, just the emails of the backlash that he's already getting. Like, there's an email that's gone out on the internet as far as what he's been. He just sent that to her as far as, like, the whole accusations and shit. He cussing her out throughout the whole email. Yeah. Obviously, it's hella typos, but, yeah, he cussing her out.
But she hasn't released any of the receipts.
No, but she says she's willing to work with the NFL and go through all the proper channels and all that. For me, it's just more of like you mentioned earlier, bad timing. Not as far as like just this situation, but with everything AB's been doing, it's just like, what the fuck is going on with
So her? What AB's team is saying is that she's trying to extort him for money. She wanted $1.6 million for some business that she's investing in. Mm. They, of course, said the sex was consensual and that she continued to, even after they had sex, put up pictures of Antonio Brown, continue to be with Antonio Brown or be around Antonio Brown and to try to profit off their working relationship. So there's obviously two sides to both stories, but it's not a good look.
I don't know, man. Like I said, the timing of everything.
I feel like she waited to like a low point in his career.
Yep. But is this a low point? Because, I mean, he's with the Pats now. I'm just saying, like, right now.
Well, all of the turmoil. Like, everything, bro. Like, think about it. If AB hit rock bottom when he got released by the Raiders, he's just back on the way up. He's not on top of the world. He ain't done nothing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? But he hit rock bottom just recently. Mm-hmm.
I think with this, it's just more of AB's really testing the league. Like, he's, like, as far as how much are you willing to put up with for a superstar? Because we've always had conversations like that. The things that you would let go or, like, push aside because the talent and the production, it's more valuable for a certain amount of time. Same shit, like, when Lawrence Taylor was doing coke and doing all that other crazy shit, it's like, but that's Lawrence Taylor. Like, that's what you always say at the end of the day. Like, but that's this person. That's Randy Moss. That's this. It's getting to the point where AB is just like, well, we already know that diva wide receivers, even running backs, they don't win you football games. They don't win you playoff games, championships. And with the Pats, it's like they already got Philip Dorsett, Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman. They just released Demaryius Thomas. Like,
oh, they released him again?
They traded him to the Jets.
Josh Gordon still looked like a top wide receiver in the league.
Josh Gordon was breaking tackles against the Steelers. So it's just like, AB is just the fucking icing on the cake, if that. So it's like, at what point does he just wise up to his own actions? And like with this on top of that, now, again, it's still like, right now it's still a he said, she said, until we see some evidence. And I know most people don't like to hear that, but for this case you would want things to be factual, it's still not good because in the era that we're in. And for right now, if she has the receipts and all that, like, you have to side with
her. That's the biggest key, the receipts.
100.
Yeah.
If she has text messages validating her side of the story.
100.
It's a wrap.
That's then, all you need.
Excuse me. And then the other thing is, what will the Patriots do? What will the NFL do? Do they want to take a chance and let him play while this is played out? Or will they suspend him and put him on the commissioner's list that they have?
Or they could just ban him.
I think that would be tasteless because at the end of the day, we
if he's convicted of rape,
more needs to be. But you're jumping to that.
But I'm just saying. But if she has the receipts and evidence, what she says she does.
If she does, then that's different, right? It's a different course of action. But we're talking about right now, week one, as it states right now, or week two, right? As we know it right now, we don't have any receipts.
Yeah,
these are allegations.
We just got
so
the emails
we can't
that just
jump
leaked
out the window just because this woman is saying that XYZ. We need proof. Because at the end of the day, Antonio Brown is part of our organization, and we have to protect him as well, right? Because what if these are allegations? That's the other side of the coin. Mm-hmm. If they are purely allegations, she's trying to extort him, she's trying to get this 1.6 mil, then we got to protect AB. How do we look going on her defense, and then it comes out that everything was false?
But this is just like, again, going back to the era like this that we're in now, this stuff you got to handle with, like, some clean gloves, and it has to be precision because you don't want to. Again, this is another year where the NFL is dealing with bad publicity when it comes to their players and with women.
But this is not new.
That's unfortunate to say that, though.
But here's the thing, too, right? Like when Ken was talking about, you said that this is what the Patriots said about her still trying to profit in all of this, or that.
No, that's his team.
That's the legal team. So let's just think about it, right? Like, I'm not saying that athletes and famous people don't push themselves on the women and this, that, and the third. But if somebody was making you feel that uncomfortable to sexual assault, why were you still working with that person for over a year? You know what I'm saying?
I get you.
So again, there's two sides to a story. I don't know what the truth is. There is no truth without receipts because it's just he said, she said. And I'm not paying you no 1.6 million just because you said.
What about you, B? What you think about this whole just everything AB as far as the last couple weeks?
Yeah, this, man. Well, I mean, I've already said in the chat earlier that I feel like, you know, he's before this rape thing. But these rape allegations. I felt like he was being vilified worse than, you know, these cocaine dealers and drug users in the football, sport of football, women abusers and stuff. Like, I feel like he's being vilified. And the man ain't done nothing. But now this came out now, and I'm like,
and then you know what I'm starting to think about.
I have to retract my statement.
You know what I'm starting to think about. Remember, Ken, was you the one who said that someone spoke to Mike Tomlin and they was asking him like, how much stuff did y'all really keep behind closed doors? And he was like, you wouldn't believe it.
That's what Mike Tomlin said.
Or as far as when he deals with, or something to that line.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was a lot of shit that y'all don't know that we kept like
that we kept under wraps.
That
we could have probably.
And I'm not saying this case is that. I'm just saying, with AB as the head,
it's probably like more stuff that we don't even know
about. Exactly. That would reveal more about himself.
Right.
And I'm like, do we really even know who AB is? Like, because this all looks new to us. Like, damn, AB. Like, all right, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing this? Like. Maybe this is just who he is.
And Ryan Clark said he was a monster.
Mm-hmm. So
yes, I mean he was in the locker room long before even. So he.
I read the email. It's kind of interesting.
You could tell they were close.
It don't feel like it feels like it is a come up.
The way he explains it, it feels like. They were very close, more than just a trainer trainee, obviously. And it feels like someone caught feelings, and it ended horribly.
I don't possibly, but excuse me, everybody listening, I'm trying to get hold of this. But first of all, the first two incidents sound crazy as hell. You know, she's standing somewhere, and he just whip out his dick and ejaculate, and another one back. That shit sounds ignorant as hell. If it's true, I apologize. But right now, it just seems kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's like she stood there the whole time and like.
Yeah, like
no, the nigga had to be making some noises and shit before she knew what was about to go down. You know what I'm saying? If you think about the whole situation, it's like you just be in position while he.
Well, she said she didn't know he was behind her. That was the ejaculation was when he was behind her. The first one was when I think she said he disrobed in front of her and tried to kiss her.
That sounds believable. Yeah. The second one,
the other one was a little ridiculous. And then she went back and trained him again.
Exactly. And that's my point. Why are you going back?
Yeah.
Why are you
After that second incident, she should have been like, "Oh,
the line's been crossed. Look, yeah. You cross the line. I get it. You a superstar diva wide receiver.
Right.
Look, bro, don't try me like that.
Yeah, this hardly
happened again. It's
hardly.
I don't need to deal with that.
It's not something that crazy.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm not trying to judge or anything, but I mean, if anybody just bust on my back without my permission, like that's just like.
But I mean,
all right, we done. Like, ain't shit going. It's 1.5 mil.
You would think she would know that shit is coming, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no pun intended.
Right. Like, if you, how can you not know the dude is behind you?
Let's just give her the benefit of that. Like,
we are. Yeah,
you know, I'm just saying, let's give her the benefit of that because the nigga do got quiet feet. Like, you see, he run routes. Like, I'm just saying, he could have just snuck up on.
He is quick as hell.
Yeah,
he is quick as hell. And say he got quick hands. And say his hands are good. Best hands. Say they have the best hands in the league. All right. So we don't know. So we gonna believe the woman here.
Yeah, I'm a believe her because you don't come out of nowhere with this type of information without some and like the New York Times, they don't just post anybody's accusations.
No, right? You know they mean? Fact like, check they, the shit out of
they'll
it.
They'll do their fact check. I trust the New York Times. Yeah. If this comes out, that's a reliable source, then that's on the New York Times and a bunch of other people too. But
it's just the way that he wrote the email to her. And the first two sentences, I nut on your back or whatever. It sounded like even he was like, for real?
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that's the best you could come up with? And he didn't really say anything that, to him, it seemed like, come on, man.
But to me, that email just felt so emotional. And that's one thing that I'm like.
But because it was emotional, it's easy to slip up.
That's what I mean.
You see what I'm saying? He didn't write anything that validated. It says it started off with, "I jabbed my dick on your back!" Exclamation mark. Slept with you in bed! Exclamation mark. Fuck your knowledge, bitch! I've been all pro before I even know you. You hit me up online, bitch, crying. I didn't hit you up. You never left my house since you had a hotel. You fell asleep on my couch. Fuck out of here, my baby mama! Trick your dumb ass. Now that when he wrote that, I'm like, okay, what does that mean?
He just sent that.
Yeah, this part of the letter.
That's the emails that leaked.
Yeah.
Damn. As far as from what she's revealing now to the public. Damn. Like, he just sent that to her probably, like, a few hours ago.
Yep.
So, I think, again, I feel like there's a whole nother story that we don't know about. Because he just mentioned, that's a good point, Ken. The baby mama of his baby mama somehow, some way is tied into this.
Yeah. So, it's developing. We've learned from Juicy Smoulier.
Shout out to Dave
Chappelle. Wait until we get all the facts.
We'll just hear the whole story.
Yeah.
Just let it play out.
This is just what we have. We got both sides because women have undergone so many hardships and stuff when it comes to this type of thing. You know, I'm just going to proceed. You know what? I'm not taking anybody's side.
I'm not either.
I'm just waiting to see what happens.
I just need to see receipts.
Yep.
I'm 51-49 with the girl with AB because, like, for what I'm seeing with AB, he's not showing a good track record of making wise decisions and being logical with how he moves. So it's like I'm again. It's like I said, he says, she says. So I can only take it for what it is, face value for both of them. But at the same time, it's like. It's the devil you know, the devil you don't know. You know, like, I don't really know what to say about it, but at the same time, I don't think AB is the angel in this situation.
No, and that's why I clearly started by saying I know entertainers, celebrities, athletes, they push up on women, let's be honest, and a lot of them respond, right? Like, a lot of them, this is a fantasy, this is a dream. Like, oh, maybe I can make him my baby daddy, maybe I can get paid, or maybe he might wife me up, maybe. Like, let's be honest, let's not be, you know what I'm saying, let's not be naive to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
You know, and all I'm saying is that obviously this type of relationship was more beneficial to her, right? Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm just in the middle. I just need to see receipts. Because I can't all the way believe her. I can't all the way believe AB. The story seemed a little crazy. But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I honestly, personally know a very similar situation to that. And when I found out about it, I was just like, holy shit. Like, crazy shit like that does happen.
Yeah.
So that's why I, like, me personally, I can see AB doing some crazy ass shit like that. I can see that. So for me, look, I need receipts. Where's the
only
receipts?
Because she brought it up. She brought up the fact that she had receipts. So exactly. Now I need to see that.
100%.
Now I need to see
100%.
That. 100%. Because I'll be 100%. With you. I'll ride with you. If you got the evidence, I'll ride with you. Mm-hmm. Until then,
I'm in the middle.
There's a case for a come up.
Have you ever seen a – I know y'all been watching sports longer than me. Have you ever seen a player of his caliber fall that quick? I haven't.
Not to hit rock bottom like that.
Yeah. Not when you bring it on yourself. Yeah. T.O. was – different.
No, there is one person.
Who?
Vic.
Not like this though. Vic.
Yeah, it kind of was. Oh, yeah, it kind of was.
Vic in the public was drugged way more than AB.
Overseas.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I think I misheard your question. What was your question?
Because a player of his caliber, you know, he considered like the best wide receiver in the league.
Yeah.
I never seen. Well, I guess you did say Vic, but I never really seen not many people just fall.
Like, at his caliber.
Yeah, at his caliber just fall just that quick.
Right, and if it is, it's from injury, but not like this, though.
Not public perception and just...
Vic was self-destructive, but, he rented out the house in Virginia that his homeboys had.
I feel you, but I'm just saying his fall from grace was, I think, even higher.
Because he was the biggest thing in Atlanta.
He was the biggest thing in sports. Yeah. Like for a two-year run, like...
I mean, he was like the AI of NFL,
exactly.
Dude. Like...
Exactly, yeah. And then he.
Everybody loved him.
Everybody loved him, and he was in the blackest city in America.
Mm-hmm. With cornrows.
Yeah,
and he could run.
You know, and he could run. You know what I'm saying? So nah, man. Like, I think Vic's fall from grace was bigger because here's the thing. I think that Vic didn't even really scratch the surface of his peak. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? And he was
already he actually did real time.
Yeah.
And it shows you how talented he was because when he got out, he got another $100 million contract, took the Eagles to the playoffs.
Yep.
Like,
he was still that talented.
And that was just 2 years. It was 2.5 years.
Yep. Yeah, man, I think Vic's fall was a lot harder and harsher.
Well, I said that the league needs to open an investigation into Antonio Brown signing with the Patriots.
Why?
Because that seems like some orchestrated bullshit.
So you think he wanted to be a Patriot ever since he left?
Man, yes.
So you blaming him or New England?
Could be both.
He's leaning towards New England.
You know what? I'll probably lean towards Drew Rosenhaus. I can see him just working the middle of this.
Because AB doesn't seem like he's the smart man in the room. In any situation, when it comes to like,
because I don't,
that's why he think it's probably his agent.
Yeah, his agent or Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, and
because they've been asking for him for a minute.
I don't know if Belichick would. I mean, he's diabolical, but I don't know if he would go that far to tell Drew to tell AB to get out of there, to find a way to get from Oakland. We'll pick him up. Like, you know, you guys kept saying over and over again that the Patriots are going to pick him up, right? And it just seemed too convenient. It just seems that I've never seen a black man be happy that he got fired before. I've seen black men happy that they're free, but that was in a whole different situation. Free and running. He was free and running, and he had 30 mil coming. But like, he orchestrated this whole thing, and within hours, he had a contract. So he was happy for a reason. He knew the Patriots were on the other line.
No, I slightly disagree, Kent, because let's be honest. I think that there were multiple teams that
there were. Drew did say that,
and I think there was a whole bunch of teams. Obviously, the
if Drew is telling the truth,
there's so many teams AB could help that need an AB type guy.
I think that the Patriots were the only. I really, really believe that the Saints said they didn't want him. I don't think anybody wanted Antonio Brown after what he did. I really don't think they were. After what he did to the Raiders.
I think you have to have a very strong locker room. Yeah. Right? Because he can't tear it apart. You can't allow him to tear it apart. And we already know the Patriots to be ruthless. No matter how
outside
good
of the Patriots, what other strong locker room is there in the NFL?
I was thinking Kansas City. I think Andy Reid.
I won't say Kansas City.
He'll rip them apart.
You think so?
I don't think that's a strong locker room. It's a
but
good I'm saying, one.
But T.O. barely ripped them apart.
I think.
You think the Saints is a strong locker room?
I think the Saints.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to deal with that.
Yeah,
they said no.
Yeah, Saints don't like to deal with knuckleheads. They got a strong locker room, but they mitigate that quick.
They have a strong locker room for a reason. Yeah. They don't.
Yeah, they don't deal with that.
I think Baltimore has a strong locker room.
I think
if they had Ray Lewis, yes.
I think the Rams could have taken on that.
They still got a young locker room though.
They do, but Sean McVay is very.
I mean, Sue was fine when he was there.
Yep. Sue was on his last leg. That's why he been.
I know, but personality wise, remember that the one thing that people looked at last year was they said, you know, he's bringing a lot of personalities in there. Mm-hmm. How's the young coach going to handle?
They all worked.
Had no problems.
No problems.
So
the Rams could deal with AB.
So maybe, yeah.
I think Carolina could deal with AB. They deal with Cam. I think Carolina. I think locker room strong. I think Ron Rivera is that guy. Yeah. You not look. There's certain things.
Well, he did kick Steve Smith out.
True.
So I think Carolina could have handled them.
But I guess my thing is that I don't think any of those teams were interested because they didn't want
to. It's
deal
like, what
with
is
him.
It worth it? He couldn't even take the Steelers to the playoffs, you know, last season. So, is it worth it?
I just think the Patriots' way is, you know, we'll take people when they down, hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
We'll turn you around.
I think they're the successful version of what the Bengals always try to do. They take
100%.
They take the.
The difference is Tom Brady.
The difference is Belichick.
It's Belichick, that man. That's all
Belichick. It's the both of them. It's the both
of them. And Tom Brady could, like, willingly taking the ass whoopings, like the bashing in front of everybody else. Like, he has to concede to that.
Yeah.
And when they had issues is when he got tired of, you know, being ripped in front of the team for little shit. But obviously that's part of the plan. But I don't know, man. It seems fishy. And, you know, the report that Mortensen put out, who's a very respected NFL reporter, that said that he hired a social media team to figure out how to get out of the Los Angeles, or Oakland, and we kept asking, we kept saying to ourselves, like, what he was doing didn't make sense. Why would you throw away 30 mil? You throw away 30 mil if you had a plan in the back. They need to open an investigation. That's all I'm saying. But they got one coming. Oh, they got an investigation. they about to open an investigation.
Multiple of them, yep. Unfortunately. But let's stick to that Pats Steelers situation.
That wasn't a situation. What you talking about?
I'm talking about the game.
The game?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to talk about. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to talk about. Ain't nothing to
talk
about.
We got to talk
about
it.
No, we don't.
We got to talk about
no, we don't.
Because y'all was hollering this whole offseason. Talking about, the Pittsburgh Steelers going to be fine. They got John Connor or whoever the fuck his name is. And they got Juju Smith. They going to be good. That's baby AB. That's baby Le'Veon.
Here's the thing. What happened?
Juju ain't do shit.
Yeah, we were 70-something. All right,
that's
all right.
Y'all was telling me Juju
the Steelers
top 10.
Didn't do shit.
Top 10 shit.
The Steelers didn't do shit.
Exactly.
You right?
They didn't do shit.
Right.
And it didn't. It doesn't. That didn't surprise me. But
that didn't surprise you that they only scored three?
Because he,
nah.
A little
in Foxborough?
A little
come
bit.
Come on, three
but
points though?
But we know Pittsburgh is a slow team. They always start off slow. And we
so does New England. New England got their ass busted opening night last year.
No,
right. So why? So if that happened to them, then and it happened to the Steelers, then what are we talking
this
about?
This is your big brother, though. This is big brother, little brother, and it's been like that for over a decade.
It's not even that. The Patriots own the Steelers.
Exactly.
The Patriots big
brother,
own
so there's no big brother, little brother situation.
Right.
Yeah. There's no big brother, little brother situation. They're not even in a class. Patriots are just above everybody else.
Yeah, I agree
it's
with
Patriots
that.
Patriots versus everybody.
I agree with that, but
they outclass everybody else.
This Steelers organization all offseason said what? Everybody in the media pundits was like, the distractions are out the room. You know what I'm saying? We got rid of Le'Veon. We got rid of AB. We're going to be we're moving forward. We're going to be better without him. We got Juju. We got James Conner. We got a great offensive line still. We still got Big Ben, a Hall of Famer. We're going to be fine.
You know what, Nick?
And then what happened?
If they lost to the Dolphins like that, we can have a discussion. Mm-hmm. But they lost to the Super Bowl champions, bro. Yep. They lost to the Patriots.
And they better this year.
And it's week one.
Yeah.
This is week one.
It's no need to overreact.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't overreact.
Y'all always say that to y'all boys. So
then let's talk about Dallas then. Go ahead. Get hype.
The question I have is like, all right, I'm going to ask this question again. Uh-huh. Is Dak not top 10?
It's week one.
Is Dak not top 10?
It's week one.
He's throwing over 400 yards, four touchdowns.
I wish I played quarterback for the Cowboys.
There you go. Yeah. See, you already me, man.
When Gallup and Cooper go over 100 yards, it's like.
Did you see the passes he was throwing? Are you serious?
He got better.
He got better.
He's not top 10.
He got better. But okay. He has to prove. He has top 10 talent. I'm not going to say, like, Dak is just a bum. Dak is not a bum.
Never said he was.
You put him on the Bears, that's a Super Bowl. I'm picking them. You know what I'm saying? But Dak has to prove it. He hasn't proven it yet. This is the season to do it.
My main reason was y'all were saying that Dak ain't worth that money. He's not a $30 million or plus quarterback.
Today he not.
And I said that's false because his resume clearly shows that if he was anybody else, he would be getting paid more. And y'all wouldn't say nothing else.
So this is why you think Trubisky gonna get paid.
Because he's Dak. And because y'all say, oh, technically he ain't that good. Technically the stats ain't good. But his resume say he's a rookie of the year. Outside of Tom Brady, he's the quarterback who won most of the games. And he won last Sunday at home against a division rival, throwing up a 404 touchdowns. The defense whack as hell. But at the same time, you play who's in front of you. We don't say shit about Tom Brady when he gets 6 guaranteed wins a year playing against the Jets, Bills,
yes,
and Dolphins.
Yes, we do.
I'm just saying, but we still call him the GOAT for that.
But here's the thing. They proved themselves in the playoffs when the money count.
Yep.
Right now, you jumping out of the Dak window is like me saying Lamar Jackson is going to have the most passing yards this year.
No. Exactly. Why y'all keep bringing up Lamar Jackson and these other Neanderthal-ass quarterbacks?
Lamar ain't
a Neanderthal nigga. But I'm just saying, he ain't in this conversation. I'm talking about Dak. Dak Prescott deserves the money that he should be getting as a quarterback.
Dak needs to prove it this year.
Why does he have to prove it? He proved it for 3 seasons.
Wait, hold on. I do agree he needs to go ahead and get his money. The man making $1 million. Go ahead and pay this man. Get it out the way. That's fine. I have no issues with that. Jared Goff got paid. Wentz, all these guys, he's up next. Pay the brother.
Foles got paid.
I just don't think he's a top 10 quarterback yet. That's it.
And that's my point.
I don't think.
I'm 100%. He should get paid. I'm sorry, bro.
Are you good?
He should get paid, but he's not top 10 yet. He has to prove he's
top
10.
I said he's top 10 at number 10. All right. That's all I said.
Because he's not better than Matt Ryan.
I was going to say, how good does he have to be for him to win a Super Bowl?
He doesn't have to be that good.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Ken? Say your favorite quarterback.
He could be Trent. 100%.
No, I agree.
What'd he say?
He said he fits what they do.
Yeah, because if you give him maybe 150 to 200 passing yards a game with 2 touchdowns and let Zeke do most of the work, they built around
Zeke.
But
that's the thing, bro. That's the thing. Zeke was barely in that game last
Sunday.
He was balling without him. My thing is, you give
one game
FIFO,
Giants.
FIFO, right. What did I say about last season? Because you said Dak, he don't really do shit with weapons or he don't elevate talent. And I said, bro, every time they give him a new weapon, he balls out. When they gave him Amari Cooper, he went 7-1 or 7-2. Now he got Randall Cobb. Now Michael Gallup is taking the leap forward in his second or third season in the league. Like, look what he's doing. He threw a touchdown to Jason Witten, who came out from the broadcast station on the goal line. Come on. He's throwing touch passes over the shoulder to Amari Cooper. What else does he got to prove to y'all?
Another 15 weeks of this right here. I want you to keep the same energy.
Every week I'm asking the question.
You know you on tape, right?
YouTube, everything. We on audio. We on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all right, Stitcher,
Nicholas
all
Bayless.
That shit. Every week I'm gonna ask that question. Good or bad, I'm asked that question. Is Dak Prescott a top 10 QB?
That's fine.
Every week,
keep that same energy.
I'm gonna keep it. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere. Y'all got me all season.
Watch when he come with that little 3-interception game and shit.
It ain't happening yet.
What's up? We gonna be like, what's up?
Why y'all talk bad about the black man? Why y'all coming at the black man so much? Y'all like these white shitty ass motherfucking quarterbacks get paid and all that shit.
I'm not for that. You know that.
Hey, Nick Foles producing the playoffs though, like to your standards.
Where Nick Foles at right now?
You got a ring.
In the hospital.
Prescott don't.
In the hospital.
Right. In the hospital.
All right. Let's get to the other black man who was succeeding.
Oh, you ain't gonna talk about Daniel Jones fumbling the ball?
We ain't gonna talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. Who we talking about next?
That was garbage time. Lamar. He need to work. That's why we sitting him on the bench. Lamar Jackson against the Miami Dolphins. We got
to
preface that.
I feel like I'm gonna have the same answer for all of these.
What? It's still week one.
It's just week one, baby. It's just one game.
But hold on.
No one thought that was going to happen week
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
It's the Dolphins.
There's things you could take away, though. Ken, context. It's not wins, losses, 59 points. It's just not that simple. There were throws and angles of throws that he made that I was surprised. Holy crap. Okay. He got something. Did you see that sidearm throw? With the velocity and the flick.
Let me go back because people said you need to apologize for a dog
at
the Raiders.
This dude was 17. He was 17 for 20, 324 yards, 5 touchdowns, QB rating of 1.58.
That's a fluke.
No. It's against the Dolphins, and that's why you had to preface.
Yeah, you got to preface
the Dolphins because RG3 got in the game. And he was touchdown. 6 for 6 with a touchdown. If RG3 can go 6 for 6 with a touch
off the bench,
Dolphins is going
to
be a long season.
What I like to see was that I wasn't really – what always made me question the analysts and the people who was during the draft and all that shit about Lamar Jackson was like, in Louisville, he was throwing that rock. If anything, his second year after that Heisman, he threw the rock even better than that, and he had a great completions percentage.
My thing with the NFL is
just like with most players, sometimes you got to let this game slow down. And I think with him, he looked just like how he did in Louisville. Because I think, was it John Harbaugh?
And this is why I say it's just week one.
Well, I'm just saying, John Harbaugh is doing what every other quarterback right now or head coach is doing right now with their rookie quarterbacks who excelled in college with whatever type of skill set they have. They tailor the game to them. Mm-hmm. And you saw, like you said, and then that offensive line was phenomenal for him last Sunday. But you saw the way he was. He was poised. He knew exactly where he was going with it. He was comfortable. That spiral on that ball that was coming out for them deep ball passes was beautiful. Yeah. Like, he looked like, all right, this is my second year. I'm cool. I know how to play in the NFL now. I'm good to go.
Hollywood Brown's a perfect fit for him, too. Just get behind the defense. Mm-hmm. And Mark Ingram was a perfect fit.
Oh, yeah. Marquise out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Perfect fit.
Yep.
Because between Lamar and Mark Ingram, that's literally lightning and thunder. And it's difficult to defend that. And because you got small wide receivers that get behind you. So when Lamar breaks off and they start breaking, first of all, they're going to get behind you. And then when they start coming back, you don't know where they are.
And because of the RPO. Because you don't know because Lamar can take off for 10 or you got Mark Ingram who's going to get you at least 5 or 6.
And he's going to bruise them. And by the time, look, the defense is going to be totally gashed because that secondary is going to be tired of chasing Lamar and chasing those quick-ass wide receivers. And then Ingram is bruising your front seven all day. You know what I'm saying? So by the time that fourth quarter comes down, they're going to wear a lot of teams out. So here's the thing. I know I'm going to have to walk back a little bit of what I said about the Ravens struggling offensively. Even just based off of this Dolphins performance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're not going to be as bad as I thought. But I also said it depends on Lamar. I didn't think Lamar was going to take this type of a jump because he's taking a jump. This is not the same quarterback we saw last year.
No, it's not.
Well, I like you, I knew the brother could throw in Louisville. So I didn't understand the criticism there. I just knew it was going to take him time to adjust to the NFL speed of the game. And some of those throws looked like he was back in Louisville. But we got to talk about the Dolphins.
They say players are crested trades.
Oh, really? Yeah, they said the whole team. Or like damn near most of the team was like, get me off this squad.
And part of this goes back, first of all, Flores, I hate they did you like that, brother. But you've been set up to fail. And it's sad. But they said, and I forgot who put it in the chat, that if they traded Tunsil, there was going to be a revolt.
I was gonna say that was a clowny thing. It was on between if they traded him for clown, they were gonna revolt.
Yep. And we saw the revolt on the field. That's what that was. And that trade request probably started before they even took the field. They would probably be the worst team in the league because nobody want to play for him. And I think he fucked up. Wait, we try not to curse him as much. He messed up when he went at Kenny Stills playing those Jay-Z songs. That was petty. It was uncalled for. You are a coach of the team. Why are you worried about a guy who may not even be on your team next year? So
yeah, because he tried to Because at first, like, I think you even mentioned that at first you thought, like, okay, he's just trying to show him, like, bro, you got to get over this. You can't let this be a distraction to you. But then at the same time, it's just like you mentioned, like, with his Kenny Stills production on that team, it's like, why are you even worried about him? Like,
yeah.
He's not no blue chip wide receiver that you need to cater to. Like, he can be cut and replaced like anybody else. So I think he was trying to show off that he's a head coach and, like, this is my team. The same shit they was talking about with Matt Patricia. Last year, we was the same shit with Matt Patricia. Like, they were saying the team is going to revolt. They ain't fucking with him and his culture and all that shit. And then all of a sudden, they got over it somehow, some way. Now, with this team's a little bit different because Miami has been dysfunctional for years and no one's talked about it.
We know that talent trumps everything. And the reason why Matt Patricia could get away with that for about a year, year and a half is because he has talent on the team. Even though it's not widespread throughout the entire roster, they have talent, right? They have somebody in terms of a quarterback, of a leader of a team that you can kind of lean on a little bit. Who the hell the Dolphins got, bro? They don't have a defensive captain. They don't have an OG veteran captain. They don't have a quarterback leader. Like, they don't have, like, who was it? Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah,
like,
he's their leader.
Come on, man.
And you started him, and you got this young gun. You need, like,
you, well, they, we already knew coming into the season they were tanking. They tanking for Tua.
It's gonna be bad for him too. Look like.
Shit, he might pull an Eli Manning and say, I ain't going to that place.
No, but you know what? But here's the thing, though. Real talk, you know, I don't know how the salary caps and all of that really
work. Tua ain't that damn good to tank for.
He ain't. Nobody is.
But I trade everybody I can and just get as many draft picks as possible.
Yeah.
Because at this point, because you are going to get one of these quarterbacks that's going to come out this year. That's just, it is what it is. You might as well start fresh with half the squad being 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds. You might as well.
Damn. So is he fired at the end of the season, the head coach?
Oh, he gone.
Yeah, all that's gone.
He gone. Yeah, he's done. He's done.
You know who they need to get? Who's my guy that everybody's talking about in the NCAA?
Oh, you're talking about Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley. That's where they need to go.
Hey, you know, bro. I thought you were going to say the guy who I wish the Bengals would have hired, Eric Bieniemy. Is that what his name is? The Kansas City, he was like the offensive coach, coordinator.
I think
he should have got a chance as a head coach.
He should. He deserves a shot.
Let's keep on going with the black quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson.
My man.
That Saints game last night, boy.
Got me that W. Got me that W.
He got off to a hot start, and Drew Brees happened.
I don't even think it's Drew Brees. It's that Houston defense.
Yeah, they.
He gave him 30. Like, bruh, give me 37. Give me 40 seconds. All right, can you just hold these niggas back for 40 seconds? He got him the game, and he got smacked the whole time. Six sacks, and he got hit or pressured at least.
Where
10
was J.J. Watt?
He's on
nothing.
Only, yeah,
he had nothing.
Only
no
one on
tackle.
That line. He was double, and the Saints got a really good. They have a really good O line, so now that he's the only one, you catching doubles. And he ain't doing nothing but getting older.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn. Because didn't he come off an injury season last year? Mm-hmm. Or,
The last 2-3 years he's been
down slowly but
surely. Yeah, he has. Yeah.
In the trenches.
But my thing is, like, with Deshaun is, like, they traded – we talked about Miami. They traded for Tunsil as a left tackle, hoping that would help out with the offensive line. They mortgaged their future on pretty much this squad because they don't have a first-round draft pick for the next 4 years.
They drafted an offensive lineman, too.
They drafted offensive lineman, yet the kid still has to scramble – get hit just to get a pass off, like.
Time to fire the offensive line coach at this point.
Yep. Because it's not, I like the head coach, man. Who's the head coach?
Bill O'Brien?
Bill O'Brien. I like Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien is ass catching.
I don't think so.
He is cheeks.
I don't think
so. For the last 6 seasons, he has done shit with that team for real.
Yeah, that's
but
not
he hasn't had
true.
He hasn't had the real level of talent. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is just now getting into his own. Obviously, Deshaun, they just got him 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? He's just not getting into his own.
He was injured when you.
And he was hurt for the majority of his second year. So the continuity is just now starting
but
to happen.
But I'm talking about the protection, offensive line. You could have got that fixed a while before Deshaun even came back from injury, even up to this point now.
But look, man, you can't fix an O-line in 1 year.
You can't. But I'm saying that's why I said 6 seasons. Like, you look at what Dallas has done as far as offensive line. They've drafted beautiful.
But they've invested elsewhere.
No. But why? Because that O-line was built pre-Dak. That O-line was built for Tony Romo.
But they still continuously kept building on that O-line after Tony Romo.
Of course, but the foundation of a great O-line was already there. So it takes time.
How much time does it take? Dak is still this
minimum
is
3 years.
Yeah, it takes a few years.
It took the Colts it was too late, unfortunately, but it took them probably 2 or 3.
But that's because they didn't care about it. They kept giving them offensive weapons. It really took them 2-3 seasons. I would say 2 seasons for real to get it.
It takes 2 seasons to get the talent in there. It takes the 3rd season for it to work, to start working, to be like, oh snap, they got an O-line. Like, it takes 3 years, bro. It's not the snap of a finger, let me make these trades.
But he's been there for 6. I'm like, Bill O'Brien, we all know that the game is won in the trenches. Either you have a defensive line, which they've had for a while now.
But they've started to address that situation. They traded for Tunsil. Yep. Kyle just said they drafted one. Mm-hmm. So they're taking the steps in the right direction. It's just going to take some time.
How much time does Deshaun have to get hit, though?
I don't want to see the brother get hit at all. He's running out of time.
Another team in that same division with a quarterback, and granted, Deshaun doesn't always throw the ball away, and he always goes for extra play. Mm-hmm. That touchdown run that he had, even though it looked good, that could have fucked up his
season. Yeah, it could have. When I saw that, I was like, man, you're trying to make me lose my fantasy season.
Exactly, you're doing too much.
What you doing? Remember, Russell Wilson had a bad offensive line for a few years, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was running for his life. So, you know, there's always going to be weak areas on a team.
Yep.
And sometimes the O-line is the one.
But at least he had a run game. Like, does the Texans even have a good run game?
Lamar Miller got hurt, remember, towards ACL.
Well, I mean, like, they got Carlos Hyde and Duke Johnson.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
– They're not Lamar.
Lamar Miller ain't got nothing to go home about either.
But he's middle of the pack, though.
Yeah, he's better than Duke Johnson and Carlos Hyde combined.
Exactly. He's good enough. He's good enough to balance Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. Oh, you're just not going to leave me out here. You ain't going to put somebody on me. You know what I'm saying? He's that type of guy. I'm not saying he's the homer. He ain't no Saquon. He ain't no Todd Gurley. But he get the job done enough.
My thing
and
is –
And he from the U.
You got to give Deshaun something because he's been dealing with huge injuries since he got out of college. Damn near in college, too.
100?
And I can see him easily being like Andrew Luck.
But that speaks to how good he is, right? Because he still managed to win games in spite of all of that.
But he didn't win last night's game.
Drew Brees,
for me as a quarterback, it's like, damn.
Why didn't he win last night? Drew Brees in that defense.
I think it was more the defense than Drew Brees.
So
them motherfuckers was wide open. They need a field goal to win.
Yeah, because you open with that. So – he did enough to get them to win. The defense did do their job, and they ended up with the L. So that's not really on him. He put 28 on the board.
And I'm not blaming Deshaun.
Yeah.
I'm blaming Bill O'Brien.
But you can't always – like, there is a GM, and a GM has
to – I think Bill O'Brien is the GM.
They don't have
– Oh, he is the GM, too.
Yeah. So in that regard, I do agree with you. I think he needs to kind of step back from that because you can't do both.
That's why he was doing that whack-ass trade with who did he – was that with Miami? Yeah, he did that whack-ass trade with Miami where they just gypped his ass. He's doing whack-ass trades for that. I don't think they really had a GM for the last couple seasons.
They haven't. And we're starting to see that carry out on the field. So they do need to address that because he can't do both.
Because you know what happens as a head coach, that mentality is you try to do everything in your power to win right now. You can't have – the foresight to see what's down the road too. It's too difficult. That's the reason why Doc had to give it up. Like, you just can't do it. That's the reason why Pop has RC Buford. Like, you have to have somebody that handles that.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I need, and then you got to tell me, like, how good or when can we get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be able to bounce that.
That's why Chip fell.
100%.
Part of the reason why.
Part of it. A big part was Chip.
He was arrogant as hell.
Yeah, a big part was just himself. But, they need a GM. They need a GM.
Yeah. And last but not least, another question I got is, can Cam ever get back to being Superman?
Nope.
Nah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
You think he done?
Yeah, I think.
He's not Superman. I don't think he's, like, done. Actually, I think he can still play.
Did you see the way he was throwing the ball?
No.
Did it look weird like he was?
I think that shoulder is still
like he was hurting,
really
like
bad.
Just
yeah.
to throw the ball off.
He has
like,
an ankle issue too now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of the preseason.
Yeah, he's banged up already.
Because every time I saw him throw, like it was going down there, but it looked like it was like you had to do like this afterwards.
Yeah, and I think he ain't fully recovered from that yet.
And that's crazy because if you can't throw as a QB, what the hell can you do?
I mean, there was reports about him missing like a start of the season, and they just went away, and now he's playing. So he's clearly not ready yet.
Right. He should at least go like another 5 weeks before.
5 weeks?
Like the first month of the NFL. At least come back in October, man.
They need a job for quarterback.
Yeah.
They already did.
But who? Who?
Will Greer?
No, they need to start drafting them now. Like, just the have guy. Him, like, yeah, like Aaron Rodgers. Have him sit behind the clipboard for what Cam Newton's last 5 years or something like that. Once Cam Newton hang it up,
they ain't gonna give Cam five.
I'm just throwing a number out there.
This year,
they should draft a quarterback and just have him behind the clipboard, learning. Cam go off in the sunset or get traded or whatever. That's your guy.
They need to do that. They put Cam on the Bears?
They still can't do that because he can't throw.
Damn. So you got Cam Newton and Mitch Trubisky on the same level.
Cam's still better. I'll take Cam over him. But I'm just saying, like they still going to need plays down the field. And Cam's too much of a tough guy. That's the reason why he hurt the way he hurt.
What you think about your boy Baker Mayfield?
Ooh.
Well, your boy, really, because you picked the Browns to win the division.
I did.
I like Baker.
I'm not saying stick to your guns. I'm not saying week one.
Not at all.
It's just week one.
It's week one. And I think, you know, for guys like Baker – he needs this because he's the one that likes to throw a lot of fire out.
Whatchamacallit said. Walker.
Yeah, Delaney was that. Hey, yeah. I fuck with Delaney.
You want to crown him? Crown him
too. I was happy to
show up. Then he said, if you want to crown him, go ahead and crown him. They are what they are.
Like, we beat him by 30. Like, you go ahead, crown him if you want to crown him. You still got to go out there and play football.
Was that the Dennis Green?
We are who they thought they were. Yeah, that type shit.
And he was like, "You still got to go out there and play the football. No matter how good you look on paper, you still got to go out there and play."
And this is why early on I was saying, "I love the talent, but for one, that coach I do not trust because he got that job. I don't know how the fuck he got that job. He got some naked pictures of somebody in the Browns organization because I don't know why the fuck they let Greg Williams won them games last season, not him. Freddie Kitchen was just the running back coach who got promoted to offensive coordinator, who got promoted to head coach." All in one season. So it's like he don't really have no experience in this. And then on top of that, like I said, like I could see this team based off talent either being 11-5 or 8-8.
So let me ask you, do you think this is more of an indictment on Freddie Kitchens or the players?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I'm going to put more blame on Freddie Kitchens because it's your job as a head coach to get your players prepared and ready. I'm seeing Baker Mayfield have more fun in the damn commercials with Hulu than he is on the damn field. Like, you traded your offensive lineman to the Giants to get some of these defensive players, but we all know, again, you win your games from the trenches. And you saw that offensive line couldn't do shit against a Tennessee defense, let alone.
But Tennessee's been tough on defense.
No, I agree with that, but. But I'm just saying, like, you still got Baltimore twice a year, and you still got Pittsburgh twice a year. And Cincinnati defense, it's still a division of games, so you won't sniff at that. So it's just like, you got to go through that, and you still got to play the Pats this season as well. So. There's a lot of things that I'm not seeing that's a good look.
So you know when Chuck Daly took over the Dream Team, you know they lost to like a select team of college players, and Chuck Daly wanted that to happen because sometimes you got to get smacked in the mouth to know it's really real. And I'm not saying that the Browns are this exceptional team. No, they have to come and play. And like I said, I picked them based off of talent. I'm going to stick to that. Because I think on paper, and I think once they put it together, once they figure it out, they needed this to be like, oh, okay, yeah, we talked all that, but now we got to back it up. Now they got to go back it up. And these guys individually have backed up a lot of their own talk previously. It's still 15, 16 more games, bro. They're going to be
I'm not saying that they're bums and they're done. All I'm saying is that I'm not expecting greatness out of them for this season like some other people.
I just think that, you know, in the NFL, the first 3 to 6 weeks, and that's a long time of the season, you're still figuring a lot of stuff out.
Yeah.
There's certain teams that already have it figured out. Patriots got it figured out, right? They're just tweaking. They're already have sights on the playoffs, right? The teams that are competitive, they're the ones that start to catch. You start to see. Because football is a rhythm game. And we're talking about now in the off season or coming into training camp, mini camp, all of that type of stuff. You're not hitting. You're not doing this, bro. Your body got to get adjusted to that. Aaron Rodgers ain't playing no preseason. There's a whole bunch of quarterbacks this year ain't playing no preseason. It's going to take them 2 to 3
weeks. And that's a mistake. And that's the reason why.
I don't think it's a mistake.
I think that's the reason why Mitch struggle so much in week one. I'm just saying, look, I think I'm gonna bring it back around to Cleveland, but I think that's the reason why Mitch struggled week one and some of these other quarterbacks struggled week one because they didn't get no reps. Mitch is only his second year in that offense.
But let me ask you something, right? Like when you see Carson Wentz, he struggled. But when he turned it on, You see it, bro. Trubisky, outside of that one game last year, but you don't see nothing.
We don't know yet. This is third season.
Look, man. Look. Let me ask everybody in the room something. When we saw Russell Wilson, we knew he was the starter, yes or no?
Yeah.
When we saw Deshaun Watson, we knew he was a starter, yes or no?
Yeah.
Does it take 3 years to know if they're a starter or not? It does not, bro. Mitch Trubisky is not a starter in this league. Neither was Ryan Tannehill. As soon as I saw him, I said, what the hell doing with that? He's not no starter in this league, bro. And I understand you got to give the guy a little bit of time because sometimes the diamond in the rough does happen. But he don't have it.
But I think your point is what really been the theme of this show for me is that it's week one. Because they don't play. And we can't, overreact to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So Mitch could very well be better because he didn't play a lot. You know, that remains to be seen. Lamar Jackson may come back down to earth. That remains to be seen.
Okay, but the thing is, okay, like I said about Lamar, we see the improvement. I didn't see Jack.
No, he was
Kyler Murray, right? Oh, 5 foot nothing quarterback gonna be in shotgun all day. Hey,
he was terrible. But
yeah, he was terrible right up into the end, right up to the end.
But that takes moxie, and also this is week one. Week one.
But you can't use both arguments, though.
But what my point is the fact that you saw something out of Kyler Murray week one, start one, that makes him special. I have not seen that from Trubisky outside of one game, and that was fluky. I will see this more out of Kyler Murray more consistently than I see anything out of Mitch Trubisky. I saw it out of Deshaun Watson. I saw it out of Russell Wilson early. No, they're not great yet. But you see, like, oh, they different. Mitch Trubisky ain't different. That's my point.
But
that,
the Browns.
You mentioned Chuck Daly as far as the coach.
Bringing it
he
back.
He was a championship coach before the Dream Team, right?
100.
What is Freddie Kitchens?
No. I'm not saying.
That's my only reason.
But that's why I agree with you. I disagree with you. To me, the onus isn't on Freddie. It's on the players.
Come on, man.
When you look at the Browns, I saw that game. I think. You see things that you can fix, like undisciplined penalties, because it was an offensive lineman that kicked the player
That's locker room. That's culture.
I think that can be fixed.
Freddie Kitchens was sweeping all that bullshit in the offseason and OTAs about what Odell got a $300,000 watch on in the game. What the hell is my wide receiver doing to $300,000?
Let that man live life.
Let that man live life. What has that man done in this league?
What has he done?
What has he done in this league, Ken?
He's on.
You want a playoff game? He want a playoff game?
And we understand all that.
B, what has Odell done in this league?
Has DeAndre Hopkins, has he won a playoff game yet?
Yeah, he's won a playoff game. They beat the Bengals all the time in the early time. And with Brian Hoyer as the
quarterback.
Hopkins? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you've been there longer than Deshaun.
Exactly. There, the next
hold on, thing. Hold on. I'm trying to think of some good receivers. We all know that. I don't like using the playoff game argument because football is such a team sport.
But when we're talking about impact
players. So that's
players,
a little bit unfair to hold
when
that
when we're talking about
them.
Impact players, that means that has to mean something. Like either you win games, you win playoff games, you show up in the big moments, you help elevate your team. Like what did we see on Sunday? Granted, it's week one that said, okay, this Browns team is different.
No, I 100% agree.
We still have to wait and see.
We still have to wait to see, but I'm just saying, like, we came in hyped to see something.
And that's why I put
Odell
it on
didn't
the
even get 100 yards.
But that's why I put it, and Odell's not going to average 100 yards a game.
But I'm just saying he didn't get 100 yards or a touchdown.
No, I feel you. And there's going to be games like that, especially when you have to disperse the ball the way that they're going to have to disperse the ball to feed the mouths. At the end of the day, that's why I put it on the players, because the players got to go out there and they got to show up.
The thing is, and we heard what Delaney Walker,
yeah.
What he said after the game. They came in hype to put them boys to sleep.
Exactly.
They came in with a purpose. And who said that? It's the big boy that used to play for the Patriots. He said it on First Take. He said they're going to see that all season long.
Look, man.
Because they've been talking too much.
There's a transition that you mentally have to make when you go from the hunter to the hunted. You know what I'm saying? The hunted. When people are coming after you instead of you going after people because you're trying to prove yourself.
But when did they ever go after anybody?
What I'm saying is they painted their own target on them. Baker talking, yep. The Odell trade,
it's self-inflicted. Thing.
Exactly, it's self-inflicted. And that's why I said to me, it's on the players. They got to get smacked in the mouth.
And the media, because the media been hyping them up, exactly. Too. Sure, and them boys ain't done shit.
They haven't done nothing. They need to understand how real nothing. It is.
Is that what happened with that Eagles squad a couple years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. Same thing. Team that managed to do something were the Rams last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't say shit. They was letting everybody else talk.
Just went on. But they didn't get this much hype.
Now, they was hyped a lot.
Not like this.
Not the way the Browns
got. When they got Sue, and then when they got Brandon Cooks, and when they got
not the Browns level of hype,
not the way this Browns. This Browns.
You saying that was they were more hype with this?
They went from
Odell's trade himself was bigger. Because
said the Rams was a Super Bowl team right off the bat, too.
Yeah, because we saw evidence of that before, which is what you were kind of going back to before. We haven't seen anything leading up to this. We haven't seen the process. They went from, winning a few games last year to Super Bowl contender overnight? Come on.
No, doesn't happen. They went to the playoffs the year before the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Browns. But we saw trends with the Rams.
Exactly.
Yeah. We didn't see that. We saw Sean McVay prove that he can coach.
Exactly.
We haven't seen Freddie Kitchens prove. He has to prove himself, too.
That's true.
So Delaney didn't say what he said for no reason.
Right.
They were ready.
They was. Mm-hmm.
They
was.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
they wanted all the smoke.
All right, FIFA, I'm going to go with your division pick for the NFC South. Mm-hmm. How them Falcons doing, bro?
It's 1 week. But they don't look good, man.
Nah, they look terrible.
It's the same problems they had last year outside of the injuries. It's just in the trenches, they still weak on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They don't got no running game.
They should have been let Freeman go. I don't know why they let Tevin Coleman go.
He got hurt too, though.
He did.
And he wasn't any better, though. They were better together.
What did Freeman do? Fumbled? He got yards. Sacked behind the line?
Yeah.
He was bad.
Yeah, 18 yards. Yeah, he did.
It was bad.
And make it worse, rookie right guard out for 8 weeks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Broken foot.
Yep.
And on top of that, Matty Ice throwing ducks to the defense.
Bring Kyle Shanahan back.
Yeah.
You say make Matty great again. I think Colin Cowherd said it best. Matt Ryan is more Andy Dalton than Aaron Rodgers.
100. 100. I don't think nobody.
So I don't think – I think that was just one great year of Matt Ryan. I don't even know if I can – credit that to
– Look at the numbers, bro. He's been hella consistent. The numbers.
I understand his numbers are good. And even – we was just talking about that, Kyle, last season. He had, almost 5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns.
He hasn't thrown with seven picks. Interception game since 2017.
Yeah, with seven picks last season. So he had a great stat line. But did they even make the playoffs last year?
They were.
Were they even relevant – Context. Last year?
Yeah, context.
No, I'm just saying, though. We always go on Aaron Rodgers. He don't need a defense. He can at least do something.
But
Aaron Rodgers showed us that he's...
But Aaron Rodgers is on a whole nother level, one.
And does he have... But
And he hasn't had a team around him, number two. We've been said that.
Oh, okay, I agree with that. But Matty Ice has at least offensive weapons.
We know that.
Which we can see from his stats.
100.
So he still can't win games? In the offensive league?
He's not a guy that necessarily elevates other people. He's just a proficient guy.
He was able to do most of that early on in his career. I think as he's gotten older, he's going to need more support around
him.
You got
the best weapons in the league.
He's going to need – he needs a more consistent run game, like a Lamar Miller. He don't need the best. He don't need, you know what I'm saying, a damn who the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, Zeke.
Zeke. They don't need a Zeke, but they need somebody that can go get them 1,300 yards consistently.
And that starts with the line.
That's a strong running back.
But even if it's split between two, like 800 and – you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I'm saying is
–
A run game. You know what I'm saying? And they need a defense. All he needs is Julio. But obviously they got way more than Julio. But they – look, man, I don't know how much I believe in Quinn Snyder now.
Dan Quinn?
Or Quinn Snyder, Dan Quinn.
Yeah.
I think Dan Quinn's time is starting to come up. And it's not to say that he's a bad coach, because he toughened them up after Mike Smith.
I was just about to say,
he made them buttercups.
Dan Quinn is looking like Mike Smith during his last leg.
Not really. Not all the way. Because Mike Smith had these guys play soft. These Falcons don't play soft. They're just not. They just don't have a championship.
I think you saw how Minnesota was running up and down that damn team. That's soft.
Minnesota is is a Super Bowl team.
Minnesota's pretty good.
I could have said the same thing about y'all.
Who's y'all?
The Falcons.
But Minnesota's better coached. Mike Zimmerman is a way better coach.
But we'll see. Who next on your list?
What was that last one? Oh, I think that was it for real, because I think you already talked about.
Okay, the only ones that mattered.
Yeah. Real quick, so what made you pick Thielen over Julio?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to go to, because you brought up Julio. All right, y'all. From what I saw last
you,
Sunday.
You setting up a segue.
Yeah.
I see what you were doing.
I got to admit it, bro. It took me a while, because when I brought up Julio being one of the best wide receiver, y'all brought up his stats, and I was like, damn. Those are some eye-opening stats. So I had to look at some other shit. And that boy, Adam Thielen, it was funny that they played the Falcons last Sunday. I think Adam Thielen is a better wide receiver than Julio right now. I'm gonna say that, and I'm gonna say we gonna have to watch it for the rest of the season. But, hey, Julio can only get a touchdown in garbage time? Are we serious? Are you serious?
And Xavier Rhodes is a tough matchup.
But he's Julio Jones. Do we say that about anybody else? Do we say, hey, Antonio Brown can't get open because of Xavier Rhodes? Do we say, oh, Odell can't get open because of Xavier Rhodes? Like,
these kids say the darnest things.
I'm just saying.
Like he was just going off on us about why he's the best, like, guy, the best rapper.
What about A.B.? What's my motto? With new evidence, I got to change my
You opinion. Don't have new evidence,
I got
bro.
New evidence. Julio,
what is
Julio,
the evidence?
Julio is not top three anymore.
What is the evidence?
He's still top five. I'm not disrespecting
How
him.
Did you go from in August saying?
So where is Thielen at?
Yeah.
I think Thielen's top three.
Top three?
Wide receivers in the league right now.
Thielen is not better than Jordan.
I think Thielen is top three wide receiver. Depending on how this AB shit check out, I think it's AB.
Out of it.
Okay.
So DeAndre Hopkins.
DeAndre Hopkins.
He's better than DeAndre.
No. It's okay. AB. DeAndre Hopkins.
No,
say AB out. Okay, so it's, you got DeAndre Hopkins. Thielen, Julio, and then whoever else out there.
So he put Thielen on the Odell?
You were talking about what Thielen done. What has Thielen done? How long has Thielen been doing it?
Thielen been doing it for the last three seasons.
Has he ever had a 200-yard game?
Yeah.
How many?
I got a check, but I know he definitely
had
two.
Continue talking.
Thielen has had more touchdowns in the last two seasons than Julio. Julio has had more yards, but not by that much, in my opinion. Like, it's like 100 or 200 more yards.
Yeah, this is close.
It's not that much. And he's dealing with would y'all say Kirk Cousins is better than Matt Ryan?
Let me ask you this. Who do you think sees more double teams?
Oh, okay. I'll give you Julio. But at the same time, like, as the best.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Who is on the other side of Thielen?
He's got Stephon Diggs. Is he as good as Calvin Ridley?
Calvin Ridley just became Calvin Ridley.
I'm just saying, was you going off based off projections from last season to this season?
Right now, Stephon Diggs is better than Calvin Ridley. Yes. Today.
I would pick Calvin Ridley today over Stephon
Diggs.
Nah,
he tripping.
You're picking him on upside.
Yep. Because Calvin Ridley's nice. I'm not taking it away.
Yeah.
But Stephon Diggs done did more
in
this league.
I'm not saying Diggs is shitty either. He's top 20.
No, I feel you. Yeah. But I'm just saying he's done more in this league than Calvin Ridley.
So you want Thielen's numbers? Okay, his numbers last year. He had 1,373 yards, 1,373 receiving yards, 9 touchdowns, 2017, 1,276 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So it sounds almost kind of like
13 touchdowns total over the last 2 years. Right?
Over the last 2 years, yep. And I mean, and then in 2016, when he had under 1,000 reception yards, only 5 touchdowns. Mm.
That don't sound like Julio to me, bro.
I'm saying over the last 2 seasons.
Okay. Even if you do 2.
I'm saying right now, though. Right now.
That's single covered, by the way.
Exactly.
That ain't single covered.
Everybody knows Thielen.
Ain't nobody double teaming Adam Thielen.
Everybody knows Thielen by now. Thielen had a break.
They not double teaming him. They don't give a fuck about him.
That's all I'm saying. All I know is this.
Let's watch these two plays. I'm gonna say, let's put for 2019-2020 season, Julio and Adam Thielen. We're going
to
see that.
This is why we need some statisticians. I need to know how many times last year Adam Thielen was double teamed.
Why does that matter?
Why
does that matter?
I think we're going to have to pay for Pro Football Focus.
We are. We're going to have to pay.
If Julio is as good as you say is, does a double team matter?
It does.
I'm asking you. Yes.
Yes, because it shows how much the defense fears that player.
Okay.
And then it also shows how productive that person could be, even being double teamed more than the other player. What are you talking about?
Okay.
That's huge.
He wasn't double teamed in the Minnesota game. I guarantee you that. If not the whole game, because I know Xavier Rhodes. I saw the plays. It was just good coverage.
And this is why I said we need a statistician. I would like to see over the last 2 years, as you claim, how many times Thielen has been double teamed versus Julio.
And it pains me to say this.
Because if Thielen has like one or two more touchdowns and 200 less yards, but he got double teamed less than half of the time Julio got double teamed, bro, then your whole argument is in the trash.
By what logic, though? That's what I understand.
I'm going off the eye test. That boy Thielen has been –
There's no eye test that will make you pick Adam Thielen.
I'm talking about eye test as far as production, not as far as talent. I'm talking about his production. That boy can – anytime that ball's thrown his way, he comes down.
Adam is not better than Jordy Nelson, bro.
Come on, man.
When Jordy Nelson,
not career wise, but I mean, why are you bringing up Jordy Nelson? Like, because he ain't been in the league for like two.
I'm being racist right now.
That's like saying he ain't even better than Chris Collinsworth. Like, what does that mean? Like, that's
because
it's 2019.
Because I could have made an argument that Jordy Nelson was as good as Julio Jones. That's why Jordy Nelson was a bad motherfucker. Yeah. Adam Thielen is not even comparable.
He ain't a bad motherfucker.
Adam Thielen and Cooper Kupp are basically the same guy.
All right. You was just praising wide receivers before we hit play.
Yeah.
Now you already talking shit.
They balling, but nah, man. Julio and DeAndre Hopkins are on a whole nother level physically. That even Thielen's nice, but bro, he can't do what Julio do.
I'm not saying he can, but production wise, he is up there.
But he's not better than Julio.
I think right now we'll see. I think right
is
now
he, is he
I'm
being,
saying he's I'm saying he's better right
is
now.
Is he being covered by number one cornerbacks? No.
Yes.
No, he's not.
He's
they cover Stephon Diggs.
He's the number one receiver on the Vikings. He ain't better. He's not better than Stephon Diggs.
No.
We had Isaiah Oliver on him. Our number one corner is True Front. He was over Diggs.
Diggs covering him.
I'm talking about Diggs. This ain't Madden. All right, you know what I'm saying?
No, we did. We had him
on. You might have had a trophy.
When
he
scored, it was on Isaiah Oliver, the second year guy.
Yeah.
That's based on certain coverages. All right.
No.
He spent most of his time in the slot, so, I mean,
he be on the outside.
Yeah. But, I mean, he plays both. That's what helps him out, too.
I mean, you always –
He started out in the slot. He got a lot of his production early on in his career
Julio
in the slot.
Julio,
and then he moved to the outside, I think, last year.
Julio last season was a lot of good production came out of Julio being in the slot.
They moved
him
around.
Because he keeps getting double-teamed.
Well,
and you got to free him.
Okay. Nonetheless, you move your best player around, right?
Look, man.
They're not moving Thielen around like that.
All right. We'll see. I'm just saying, look, we're going to watch the season. I'm willing to eat crow on this because I was crying when I found it. When I came to this realization, I was like, I'm going to have to tell these niggas this. I got to bring this to the choir.
you should have left this way. You're
lying.
I'm just saying, look at Adam Thielen. Barring any injuries, look at Adam Thielen and Julio Jones this season.
Adam Thielen's nice, but he ain't Julio.
Like, look at the 1,600. This dude had 1,400 yards on 88 receptions in 2017.
On 88 receptions.
Okay, this was.
And you know how many of them receptions was probably double teamed, bro?
That don't matter.
Matters. You look.
When we played a game.
Hold on. Wait. Be what you
got to say. On December of 2018, Thielen, quote, I think Diggs on one play last week had three guys on him. I think for the most part, third downs, he's always getting double coverage a lot. That's what Thielen said about Diggs. So that just shows you.
I mean, he getting one-on-ones.
He's getting one-on-ones. That's how Thielen can eat.
I'm willing to be proven wrong on this theory. I said 2019-2020, we looking at Julio Jones and
you
Adam
said
Thielen.
Now.
I'm saying I'm going off the past for my prediction of this season.
This was literally last season.
Okay.
Late last season, too. So
that's fine. He had a lot of data.
He can say that. I'm just going to go off of what I'm saying.
Let me ask you, because you obviously understand defense, right?
if like who it, does double teaming a wide receiver or any player offensively, what does that mean if you have to do that?
Well, I mean, you want to slow him down and neutralize, basically. He ain't going to stop him. You neutralize him.
Mm-hmm.
So you take your best bet on the best guy. So you double the best dude. So it's what you trying to say exactly?
He just wants you to say agree with him. That's basically what he ain't want. You ain't got to say all that. He just say I agree with you, FIFO. I'm just saying this. Mm-hmm. It don't matter. When we talked about J.J. Watt, when we talk about impact players, like it really shouldn't matter whatever. You get through that. You get to your man. You do what you're supposed to do. You do what you do best, right? Mm-hmm. Julio's best thing he could do is catch balls and get open.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing that. He ain't do that against Minnesota.
Xavier Rhodes is a top tier quarterback.
We just talked about corners, and the only one that we mentioned was Jalen Ramsey. So I don't want to hear about Xavier Rhodes. We just literally talked about that last week.
So you're saying Xavier Rhodes is not a baller?
I'm just saying.
You saying that boy? He's not a shutdown corner.
I'm saying if you telling me I got Julio, and he going to get Xavier Rhodes? Are you worried?
I was like Minnesota's defense good.
I'm just saying that matchup. Good. Are you worried?
You said who?
Julio versus Xavier Rhodes.
Oh, I know today's I'm gonna have to work a little harder.
Are you worried about
Xavier Rhodes? I'll take Julio all day.
Okay, so then what are we talking about then? What are we talking about?
I'm talking about that the product you cannot ignore the fact.
You're not worried about Xavier Rhodes.
When Ben Wallace had to guard Shaq, Shaq still probably got his. But it was a lot harder, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when
did Julio get his? What was his stat line for Sunday, B?
Oh, nobody. I think Sunday was atrocious.
And mention the whole stat line because he got a lot of garbage points at the end when it didn't matter.
Look, man.
I'm just saying, I didn't expect that Julio only get a touchdown in garbage time. That's just me.
Julio is a still top count. Two wide receiver. There's only one person I can say that is better than Julio. And it's arguable because obviously Julio was number one on my list.
I think it's technically two, but you don't want to count him.
AB's nice, but he can't do what DeAndre Hopkins and Julio can do. And there's only a third other guy that I can say that can physically do what they do, and that's your boy.
If you want to go by stats, what we always go by, literally Julio and Hopkins have never done what AB's done in the last five seasons.
And I understand all that. And that's what I'm saying. It's not just stats. AB is a quick in and out. Put him in the slot. Can he play outside? Of course, but he primarily kills you on the inside. He's quick. He's in and out. Boom, boom. He's a rock'em guy. Get it and he goes. Julio can do that. AB does it way better. I'm not arguing that. But what Julio can do, AB can't do. Can't even come close to smelling what Julio can do when you throw the ball 14 feet up in the air. Go tell AB to go catch that. He can't do that. And there's nothing he can do. He can't work out. He can't do no stretches. He can't do no plyometrics. He can't go catch a 15-foot ball in the air. He can't.
Based off that passion, I want to believe you. But remember when I brought that point up about red zone targets and all that?
Mm-hmm.
You talked about throwing up the ball 14 inches or whatever, 14 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Julio ain't come down with that either.
Hey, and what have I been saying for a long time? That's partly Steve Sarkisian.
All right, now we blaming the coaches. What happened? Oh, he was talking about blaming the players with the Browns, but now we blaming the coaches with the Falcons. What's going on? Like, come on, man. Am I really bugging when I say this stuff, though? That's why I'm asking these questions.
Yes.
Am I really bugging?
Yes.
And I know for 100%
fact. Is Julio's production not a question?
I know for 100% fact, Julio is the most double-teamed person in the red zone in the NFL. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
I don't need nobody to look
that. But you just mentioned something that should nullify that, because he's the biggest wide receiver probably in the NFL.
But they're getting big corners now, bro. Yeah. That's not anything new.
Is Xavier Rhodes as big as Julio?
I don't know how big Xavier Rhodes is.
Probably about 6 feet. 6 feet.
Julio's 6'4", at least.
Doesn't matter. 6 feet, you in the
all right, don't matter. What you mean it don't matter?
Bro, I be shutting niggas down at 6'3 playing basketball. I'm 5'6".
All right.
That nigga a whole foot taller than me.
All right. When FIFO got to bring up his stats, that's when we got to move on to the next topic.
Xavier Rhodes is 6'1". He's 6'1".
He in Julio? The conversation.
Yeah, he's 6'1".
3 inches? What's 3 inches, bro?
Ask your chick. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Love, I forgot the one black quarterback we forgot to talk about.
James?
Hell nah. We ain't talking about that nigga. I forgot
he
about that
horrible,
nigga.
Ken.
Jacoby Brissett.
He did.
Brisket.
Yeah.
But it's week one, people.
It is week one, but
did he look good?
Jacoby?
Yeah.
Jacoby look good.
You think he's going to
He can play.
You think the Colts will? You think the Colts will hitch their wagon to him?
No.
Why not?
Unless he shows them otherwise.
Yeah, but I got to see the season.
Yeah.
Because he's one guy that we know he has enough talent to win in this league. We just don't know how much he can win in the league. Is he truly like the greatest backup or is he a really good starter? Like these are questions that we don't really know.
Like can he be a journeyman? I think he's more of a journeyman guy. I think he'd be like a Ryan Fitzpatrick that could come in when you lead a quarterback. He could be your guy that can carry you over
the
top.
Behind Tony Romo. John Kitna. He could, you know, John Kitna been around the league. John Kitna, Nick Foles, you know what I'm saying? Like, is he that or is he a legit starter?
And I would prefer for him to be a starter, but we do need guys like that.
Of course.
You know, we don't have white guys do it all the time.
Remember Charlie Batch?
Yeah, we need black journeyman quarterbacks.
You're naming some motherfucking bottom feeders now.
The best second string quarterbacks that's playing.
Was that your expectations for Jacoby?
No. The point is that
Charlie Batch and John Kitna.
No, but he could be that, and if he is that, I don't think that's bad because when you are a black quarterback, you either have to be Cam or else. And if you are not top of the line, Mike Vick S type quarterback, then they don't want to even touch you. As Colin Kaepernick did. So you have to be great or you can't even, or you're not good enough to be a backup for them. 100%. So that's why if he doesn't pan out as a starter, if he could just be a backup to just a journeyman quarterback, I would take that because that means there will be jobs for other black quarterbacks in the league.
I think that's changing though with Patty Mahomes and Russell Wilson.
What?
As far as what we think of black quarterbacks. Because we usually think of Cam as being like, all right, that's the pinnacle. I'm just saying like the mold that they come in.
Well, I just mentioned them in terms of success, in terms of what are your impact. We could throw Patrick Mahomes in there. We could throw Russell Wilson, but they have to be elite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Twice as bad. That's it. So we have an average black quarterback in the league?
So can we have like a Jay Cutler?
Right.
Like a black.
Where's our Jay Cutler? Exactly. So I prefer to succeed, but I'm just saying.
Since we've been going down the list, I'm like, damn, like every team that we kind of mentioned had a black quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, and even with Patrick Mahomes, like, he balled out against Jacksonville.
I would say almost half the league has black quarterbacks now.
No, not half.
Jameis may end up being a backup quarterback.
He might be.
Jameis might be the Jay Cutler.
He could be. He could be. I mean, you know,
hold on. Let's name them out. We got Deshaun.
Deshaun.
You got Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. You got
Russ.
Russ. You got Jacoby Brissett.
Cam,
Kyler Murray,
Dak,
Keenum still starting. Never mind.
He's about seven. I think that's.
Is it?
I think so.
I think that is.
So that's about almost a third.
Almost a third, a little less.
Somebody said our Jay Cutler is Mark Sanchez. Nah. Oh, Tyrod. I mean, Tyler, yeah, you're right, Jacob Carter.
Tyrod didn't want to start.
No, but Tyrod was the journeyman black quarterback.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he sure was. Yep, he sure was. Sam Darnold. Let me beat up on some white quarterbacks. or the one that they want to be their guy. Oh, man, what did they have, a 17-point lead or something like that? And blew it?
Oh, Keenum?
Nah, Sam Darnold.
No, that's a Washington Carson Wentz. It was Buffalo Jets game. But Sam Darnold didn't look too good out there. Let's see.
Yeah, they hyped him up, didn't they?
Yeah, they hyped him up.
Big time.
It's just week one, though, B. It's just week one.
No, but Case Keenum, yeah, he was up 17.
We got Dwayne Haskins. He ain't started yet, but he's on the way.
He ain't ready.
Yeah, mentally, he's not ready yet. But if Keenum keep blowing 17-point leads, they'll stick him in.
But I
was surprised by that. So I was like, damn, he put 17 against the Eagles?
Oh, we didn't say Lamar.
Oh, yeah, Lamar.
Oh,
Lamar
Jackson.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who else? Kyler?
We said Kyler.
Oh, yeah, people think you crazy in the chat saying Thielen is better than Julio.
I know what I sound like, y'all. I'm not delusional. I'm just saying I like to get ahead of the curve.
There's no curve. You about to
no
run
curve.
Straight off into the ravine.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying, when we look at them stats, you're like, damn, yeah, bro, Nick was on to something.
Now you just Thelma, dog. Louise Ben jump out the car.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy Bridgewater.
He in the lead, but he's not starting.
Yeah. But he may end up being a backup.
Bad for
though.
Teddy. Yeah. Teddy had a he was the franchise QB in Minnesota. All of a sudden,
heard that lead. We got oh yeah.
No, RG3 really got him out.
RG3 is another backup.
Yeah, Colin. Do we consider Colin?
Colin who? Which one?
Cap.
He's not in the league.
He back it up.
He's technically still in the league.
Like, yeah, he ain't.
You already see somebody was making trades to try to get somebody when Nick Foles went out. Yeah, Jacksonville made like a trade.
They got some dude with a mustache.
Yeah, like they went through like a whole trade just to try to get like some backup quarterbacks to fill in for Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Didn't even hit up Cap.
Is Geno considered
he's still in the league?
He's still in the league.
Yeah, I think he did backup in – is it
– Geno can't play. That's his problem.
I think he's back in Seattle.
People always got pissed off that – people thought that when they benched Eli for Geno, it was because everybody loved Eli. It was like, nah, it was because people hated Geno. That's what it was.
Josh Dobbs, B. Josh Dobbs went to the Jags.
Okay, okay.
Are you on the Jags?
Yeah. Shout out to, damn, I missed your name in the chat. I just saw it pop up. Oh, Brandon Grizzard in the chat.
Is Josh Freeman still there?
He was playing last year, I think.
What? No.
For the Skins.
He gone.
He gone.
He gone.
Yep.
Yeah, I was about to say he probably didn't get
Yeah, they called him on the couch. They said, you can bust one out real quick.
Yep, they sure did.
Carson Wentz, good comeback. That's your man's, ain't it?
They ain't shit for
okay.
me.
All right.
That's the Skins, bro. Come on.
Carson
Jay Gruden done coaching ass.
And that boy, man.
He done.
He been on a hot seat for the last 3 years and somehow, someway escaped it.
It should be a wrap.
You up 17-0. You got a running back. Apparently, he tore his meniscus or whatever.
He tore his meniscus?
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Back-to-back
season?
Yeah,
guys. Yeah. It's a different knee. But you're up. You're leading 17-0. You're not running the ball. You got Case Keenum throwing the ball. Oh, why are we talking about mediocre quarterbacks? How about Flacco?
Oh, yeah.
Where are y'all at?
I don't know what the hell. That's something where I might have to go with coaching. Because they didn't target Emmanuel Sanders until late in the second half. And I know that for a fact.
Flacco can't play.
I got him on my fantasy team. And I'm like, why the fuck are they not going?
Oh, yeah, Jay Money, Cardale Jones, and Deshaun Kaiser. Yeah. All right. So, shout out to the chat, man. They're coming through.
But Denver should have won that game easily, in my opinion.
Darshan Patel says he should be fired.
Huh?
Who should be fired?
Jay Gruden.
He should have been fired. Yep. He don't get no contest with that one.
Yeah. Nah, man, it's just terrible. He should have been fired a couple of years ago. But Joe Flacco, I don't know why people thought he was going to be.
But it was the scheme. Like, they didn't really push the ball down the field like that until late.
Flacco can't play, bro. Flacco just can't play. I've been saying this for years.
I mean, I'm not going to.
I've been saying it when after he won the Super Bowl. And, you know, it took a minute, but people finally caught on, you know.
It took a minute again.
At least I'm right. At least I end up right. He'll never be right with this Adam Thielen shit.
I'm just saying, we gonna look. Hey, look. I'm pro brother too, kid. You know what I'm saying? I try to support it. I tie my wagon to Dak when y'all all hating on me. No, even man. Kyle looking at me.
You know we don't hate Dak. Don't put that out there.
You just don't want him to get paid.
No, we already. Oh shit.
What now? We'll break. We're news broke.
Christian Yelich is out for the year. Baseball player. He was the MVP.
For what squad? Not the Braves.
Damn,
the Braves?
The Brewers, yeah.
I don't think they was in the hunt anyway.
It was a foul ball.
Damn. That's the worst right there when it's a foul
off,
ball.
It's fractured his kneecap.
Woo!
Ooh,
that's gosh. MVP, man. Wow.
Ouch.
That hurt. Ooh, sounded. That man, sound like it hurt.
Cause I'd be thinking like when you know you accidentally bump your knee against the desk or something, how that hurt.
That means you can't do nothing. Everything you do, you feeling that. Yeah. Hell no.
A foul ball, wow, man.
Ooh, man.
He was at man, he just seemed like he just became great overnight. I had him on my fantasy team 1 year and he was okay, but now he's like a superstar. But
But yeah, we could probably wrap up after this. But B, you mentioned this in the chat about that Jamil
Commissioner Hill. Exempt list. That's the list that they put him on when they can't play. Shout out to Fader the King about IB.
Oh, shout out to chat. Shout out to the chat. Shout out to chat.
Yeah, they work in overtime.
That HBCU college athletes should, all black college athletes should go to HBCUs to bring, I guess, to bring notoriety back to those programs like they were back in the day. What were y'all thoughts on that article or just the concept in itself?
I think it's dope. I remember Chris Broussard posted a YouTube, a Twitter video talking about that, like, you know, athletes going to HBCUs. Like, can you imagine some? But all it takes is a few. I think if a few start doing it, I think a trend can happen. But I mean, it's wishful thinking. It's a great idea, and the way that Jameel Hill, you know, plans it out in her article, I think is brilliant. But it's just like, I don't think that's gonna. I would love for it to happen.
Yeah.
I would love for it. Like, can you imagine, like, if a Zion be like, I'm going to Hampton University? Uh-huh. And, like,
I think that's very utopic.
Yeah. That's all I'm about to say.
You know what the reality is? They ain't paying enough.
I was going to say the benefits.
That's what I was going to.
They're not paying
enough.
That
was my point.
If they laced these black athletes with some money like the Ohio States, you know, we know all of these football and basketball players are getting paid.
Right.
Whether it's directly or indirectly, mama got a new car, condo.
Damn.
If the black colleges was doing that, they would get the guys.
All the money. My thing was, it does sound utopic. It sounds like when we say, oh, black people should get reparations.
Right.
Like, yeah, it sounds good, but we probably never going to see that happen.
I know. And I would love to see it happen.
And for me, it's just like with the colleges, these HBCUs barely have enough money to support themselves, let alone to give out scholarships like that. It's so hard. I have a lot of black friends who really, really try to stick out with HBCUs. It just didn't work out because the scholarships, they barely give them out like
so
that.
So, B, let me ask you. So, like, what was Jameel Hill saying? Like, how can this actually work? Like, was that what she was laying out, like a blueprint
to it?
She
was more laying about, like, what the financial benefit would be for the HBCUs
and
with these
the black
athletes.
And for the middle class.
And it would have to start somewhere. So they go there.
They have to.
They start winning. People come see them. And then all
they
of a sudden.
They get TV rights.
So can you imagine, like, how Zion is, like, box office? So can you imagine if, like, two other five-star
100%.
Basketball players.
Of course,
I already know.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. But the thing is that these HBCUs are going to need boosters. They're going to need people like Jay. They're going to need people like Ross or whoever else. You know what I'm saying? People,
and
Diddy, Dre. You know what I'm saying?
They get back behind it.
Exactly. Ice Cube, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, these people that have power, influence, money, capital to boost these colleges to now be able to offer these scholarships and offer the extra.
That would be dope, man. It would just make you look at, like, what all these bigger schools would do.
All of those big schools would crumble.
Man.
You know, I'm going to tell you exactly what would happen. You know what the NCAA would do?
What?
They'll be open to paying players to keep the money in these power conferences.
That's what they do. Did you see the article I posted about with California? I posted it in the group meet earlier. Ken and Nick know what I'm talking about.
About Clutch Sports getting into football or not? Nah?
No, we didn't see that.
That was recent.
That was recent. That was recently. I'm looking for it right now.
What about the players who aren't like Zion? Let's say like football. You know, everybody not getting paid the same.
Yeah, but
somebody had to sacrifice just for a couple years.
Well, here's the thing. I think that
that's the big thing too. Sacrifice.
You got to be able. Everybody got to play their position. Everybody got to start.
Yeah.
You might have been a star in high school. You get to college. You get weeded out as a roster player, not a star.
And as a person that works, Todd Zilla's right. They don't get any TV revenue. As a person that works at HBCU, I see the struggle that goes on every day. You need charity, which is what that would be. Is a five-star athlete coming to one of those schools and playing there.
And then
that's crazy, ain't it?
And with the way that things are constructed now with college athletes, like, yeah, you go to an HBCU and you bring money to that school, but that still don't go back to the athlete. That's just black people using black people to get they want to.
But we got to be able to build up infrastructure.
Right.
Right. So what that means is that we need to come up with UBN, You Black Niggas Network. And no, for real, like our own TV network that only promotes these HBCUs. And if you want to watch the best football in college sports, you're going to tune in. And that's how you make TV ad revenue through that. Mm-hmm. But you have to create your own. That's the only way to kind of challenge the status quo. Obviously, you're not going to be as big. It's just like the big three. Like, you're not going to be as big as the NBA, but there's enough of the pie that you're going to respect me. You're going to see me. You're going to shake my hand when you – because you know who the hell I am because we put this thing together. And at the end of the – look at how, like, the Big East back in the 80s, bro. Ain't nobody want to watch no damn Oklahoma, Arizona, UCLA, even though UCLA was nice. People wanted to watch Big East basketball. Why? Because they hyped it up. Because they had the best basketball players. And not only did they have the best basketball players, they had the local people. So that lore of people. Because where do all of the best high school football players come from?
South.
Georgia, Texas, Florida.
Alabama.
Right. Yeah, Alabama.
We're all HBCUs, primarily.
In the South.
Bruh, it's there. We just need an influx. We need people
that. Exactly. Some of those college athletes that's going to bad football programs can go to HBCU. You go to Dukes and Kentucky's of the world, like, bro, you could just go to HBCU.
But what the scholar, again, that's my main thing, scholarships. Like, these HBCUs, they be giving out these nickel and dime scholarships.
Scholarships
and, that's not paying
and also
the bills.
Facilities. Yeah. You work at an HBCU, you know the facilities don't look like nothing, like Ohio State. You know what I'm saying? So they need the whole thing needs infrastructure. But there's so many, to me, like business owners, business minds, rich people, this, that, and the third in our black community that's the way they can be given back.
And so, you know, that what she wrote is a conversation we've been having in the black community for years. So she didn't come up with anything new, but what she did is that she introduced it at a time where people are listening.
Yep.
And that's what's dope, because when we were having a conversation, we couldn't really do much about it. Mm-hmm. Now we can. Now we got Clutch Sports jumping back into the NFL.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What are they doing anyway?
They just got it. Because didn't Rich Paul, didn't he sell Clutch Sports to a bigger sports agency? And he's just running a whole new division now?
No. So I'm under the impression he's still running everything at Clutch Sports.
Yeah, he's still running that.
They hired somebody, Bilbo or something like that. I can't think of his, I'm horrible with names. They hired somebody to oversee the NFL division as part of Clutch Sports.
Yeah.
So that's how they're expanding. So they're getting like a top tier agent and just say, hey, this is your thing.
They're just going to start taking on players in the NFL.
He's in a way bigger position than he was before with Clutch Sports.
Like, yeah, he's the top dog.
There was some.
I think Clutch Sports is his.
Yeah. No, it is, but it's like there's something going on with that as far as like he is in like a GM position as far as instead of a head coach that he was before. Like he's the one putting people in places.
Yeah,
now
100%.
To run. That's why the NFL thing is dope too. Yeah. But it's just funny that since he's cool with LeBron and they're getting back in the NFL, you see LeBron doing some NFL shit with the glass helmet shit, which a lot of people, dicey on that. But,
it is what it is, man. You got to use your horse. You know what I'm saying? LeBron's the horse. But, nah, man, I think it's dope. I would like to see more black infrastructure being built up.
Yeah.
Just throughout everything.
All right, so going on to week two of the NFL. There's a rematch in the NFC Championship game going on for the America's Game of the Week on Fox with the Saints going against the Rams. I think it's...
That should be a good one.
Yeah, I think it's... Yep, it's at L.A.
Okay.
And I wish it was in New Orleans.
Yeah. And also with the night game as far as Philly going against Atlanta at home. So that's going to be interesting. And then we also have Seattle going against Pittsburgh.
Oh, that should be fun.
And the Thursday night game is Tampa Bay at Carolina. So we both seeing two decrepit black quarterbacks go against you. What do y'all think about y'all thoughts for the week two? What are y'all expecting to see? What games are y'all looking at?
Some real interesting matchups.
I
want to
look at this Vikings and Packers, see what, both of them coming off of 1-0, and it's the divisional game. We're going to see what Aaron Rodgers and company going to do against that Vikings defense. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to see what the Packers defense is going to do against that Vikings offense, because that's been their Achilles heel for a moment, and now Green Bay is better on that side of the ball, so they have a test.
Or should be better.
See how Seattle go up against Pittsburgh at Pittsburgh, see can Pittsburgh bounce back. They probably angry, upset, so we're going to see how.
Yeah, I think that's a context game. Yeah. I don't really think that's about wins and losses in that game.
You talking about this Seattle-Pittsburgh?
Seattle-Pittsburgh, that's a context game, because even if Pittsburgh lose, they can't lose how they lost week one.
No. If they score under 10 –
There's a major problem.
Yeah.
There's a major damn problem. But if they look okay, even if they look a little sluggish or here or there, whatever, that's okay. But they got to look better than they did week one. And then for Seattle, I feel like it's more so a win for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to win. Like
they barely came out of that Cincinnati game.
Exactly.
Last one is Chiefs at Raiders. We see if the Raiders really for real or not.
Come on. Raiders is what?
Just for real. Or are they still high off of, are they still coming off this high off this victory, Monday night victory?
I think the game I'm looking forward to the most is that Cleveland Jets game on Monday Night Football, just to see can Cleveland bounce back and if Sam Darnold is really real.
Yeah, because
Darnold ain't fake, but he ain't the guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he is. I think he's good enough to win in this league, but I don't think he's like an Aaron Rodgers. He's not that top tier. I don't think.
It kind of goes back to what you're saying. Like when you see it, you know, you kind of know it. And we haven't really seen it yet, but he went from Todd Bowles to Adam Gase.
They got Demaryius Thomas, and Adam Gase had Demaryius in Denver. Obviously, Demaryius ain't what he used to be, but
because I was gonna say Jared Goff, but even early on with Jeff Fisher, I was saying on this that Jeff Goff was the guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like I don't buy Sam Darnold's stock, but I ain't selling it either.
Yeah, I want to see because Gase is supposed to come in and fit that more of an offensive guy than Bowles was. They don't look great. What, they scored 16 points last week. So with Le'Veon Bell, and that's going to be an interesting matchup. Who should have been the number one quarterback drafted last year, Sam Darnold over Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
So they go ahead to head. So he went against Josh Allen to open the season. Now he got to go against Baker. So
well, since we was talking about the games, y'all want to do any picks?
I can't pick games for shit, but I'll do it for sport. Yeah. But don't hold me to it.
Let's just do three games. So the Cleveland Jets game, we'll do that one.
Cleveland, okay.
I got Cleveland.
Let's do – okay, so Cleveland Jets game.
I got Cleveland.
I don't want to be – give me the Jets.
Who you got, FIFA? You got Cleveland?
Probably.
Which game are we looking at?
No. Cleveland Jets. Who you got?
Who you got?
Cleveland Jets.
Put the mic up.
At Jets on Monday night.
Put the mic up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. It's on. It's just the battery low.
Yeah, battery's low. So.
I'm taking Cleveland. I'm taking Cleveland.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Cleveland. I think Baker Mayfield is going to respond.
Yep.
Minnesota Green Bay.
Packers.
Yeah, I'm going Packers. They're at home. I'm going Packers.
I'm going Minnesota.
I got Minnesota.
Always tough at Lambeau. Who you got?
Oh, they at Lambeau?
Yeah.
I still got Packers.
I got.
I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
And you're like, oh, look at Jay Murphy. Let me Jay Murphy.
Yeah, I'm going Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm going to do Philly, Atlanta.
Damn.
Unfortunately, I'm going to go Philly.
You going Philly?
I'm going Philly.
Yeah, me too.
Philly. I'm going to go Philly as well.
Y'all got Cardinals or Ravens? It's two young black quarterbacks.
I got Ravens.
Ravens.
I got Ravens.
Yeah, that's a wild.
Yeah,
I got
Ravens.
Ravens
versus who?
Cardinals.
You know,
give me Kyler. Give me Kyler.
Let's talk a little bit about Kyler. Like, how do y'all feel? How y'all feel about Kyler?
I expected.
Huh?
I saw a bit of a clutch gene in him.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I didn't see it. I didn't see it in highlights, so I can't really say.
Okay, how you feel, B?
Pissed. Because
Lions. Yeah, he's about to say, that's his Lions, bro. It was up hella.
The Lions was going Lions up 18 in the fourth quarter, 24-6, and you lose that lead going to overtime, and you end up getting a freaking tie.
The way he operates the field is almost just like Russell. They both almost the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Russell's a little bit bigger, but the way they operate the field is the exact same.
Coaching is the reason why we didn't win that game. And I don't know how Kyle Will still got fired still to this day, because that coaching staff we got now is horrible.
So I feel like with Kyler, he got more pop in his arm than Russell do. He's quicker than Russell, but just that little bit more size Russell has makes a big difference.
Yeah. Because he's like mini.
He's super mini.
And the division he's playing in, I just want to see him play against Seattle and the Rams before I really see it. But I do agree there is a clutch thing. I mean, he's the number one overall pick for a reason. So you saw that. But at the same time, it's like, how successful can he be in the league?
It's like he has to roll out to get it accurate.
Exactly. That was my main issue. I was like, of course, if you get any good quarterback or even average quarterback a pocket, they should be able to do something. So if he can get a good offensive line, then he should be good. But if he don't have that and you asking him to do extra shit and run around, we seen how Deshaun Watson looking. And Deshaun Watson's a bigger guy.
100%, but he's faster than Deshaun, too.
He is, but everybody fast in the NFL.
No, 100%. But some of them throws, like that one across the field to Larry, yo, that's what when I say you see it, that's it. You know that his arm can work. I don't know if his height can work. We'll see. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because I don't know how I feel about running shotgun the entire game.
Yeah.
I've never seen
it. Yeah.
That's their game plan.
Yeah.
He can't play on the center. He has to play out of shotgun. Yeah, that's what is very worrisome about him. But, all right. I got our picks for this week. We'll see who's really accurate and really on their shit.
I'm not. I'm telling y'all now.
We're gonna see what Adam Thielen's stat line is going to look like.
Oh, Lord.
So every week I'm coming in with two questions. Is that top 10? Is Adam Thielen better than Julio? We're going to see.
Keep that same energy.
All season long, I'm here.
Hey, all I know is that when we start the show, we need Big Chris song. Energy. I need your energy.
We'll see. All right.
Well, that's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch y'all next time. Oh, shit.
I was about to say we're going to get
shit. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Actually, I don't even want to. He about to take this trophy. I don't even want to say shit to him.
I know. I was. Hey, while y'all were talking, I was just sitting there looking at it.
Bro, this shit shot it like a motherfucker, too. Bro, I'm like, damn.
But, yeah, appreciate you coming through and joining the show.
Problem.
You said you're going to be back for the 2K?
Yeah, I'll be back.
He picked this one quick. I was like, hey, man, what show you want to be on? He said, oh, Dead End Sports. Yeah. I like
that. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've been watching y'all since.
Been around real niggas. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't think I told you. I've been listening since Blog Talk. I was in high school when y'all was doing that.
Damn. You're an OG for real.
All the Top 10 videos y'all doing, I was watching all of them.
Damn.
That's
dope, man. That's what's up, man.
Still don't deserve the trophy, but that's
deserved. He earned that thing,
man.
He earned that thing.
Yeah. Dang, so you've heard all our crazy. All right, man. So, who's been more historically correct on this show?
Listen to this guy. Oh my God.
I'd be right, man. I'm not saying I don't be wrong. I'll be wrong, but I'd be right.
Especially with the basketball. That's my thing.
All right, you ain't welcome back. No, I'm just playing. Yeah, man. You're welcome back anytime, man. Just hit us up.
Yeah, man.
And let us know. So we appreciate having you on the show. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, you not taking home the basketball trophy. I'm talking my stuff now.
I was going to ask, y'all going to have a basketball trophy?
We're probably gonna get like a ring, maybe.
A ring?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that would be dope. I see what y'all doing.
Yeah. All I know, whatever the trophy or the ring is, I'm taking that one.
I'm bringing that home, too. Okay. Hey. I'm going to put it on my pinky, too, just so everybody know.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody that watched the show with us, man. We had a large crowd, so it was really dope. Love the interaction. Love chatting with you guys. You guys helped us out, you know, when we needed to fact check some stuff real quick. So thank you. We appreciate it. G-Fears questioned why we would make the show the title of what actually happened as a black show. Saying as black men, we should be doing better. We ain't out raping motherfuckers.
Right.
We just covering the show.
That's all we doing.
They ain't our fault.
Right.
Yeah. We pro-black. I'm just saying.
Nick will try to.
Nick, why you got to say it like that?
He out there raping and everything. Stop raping chicks.
Oh, man.
Man, that's going to do it for us before I get in trouble, man. Y'all about to get me in trouble, man. We about to get out of here. I'm just saying. We pro brother on this show all the time. But we got to cover it, man. And we got to talk about what it is.
Yeah.
And we said, we're going to wait and see what happens. That's it.
That's it.
So, right. Come back. G-Fears, when this is settled. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.